Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heck limit. X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talk it like we live it. Walk it like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Net to the Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on a regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, is that check fire? What's going on? How y'all doing? What up, streets? Air It Outers, you know what I mean? All the newbies that's calling in, I'm that check fire. We on Mondays, 10 to 1, as always. Look, I got the new beat for y'all, the oldest. Everybody's trying to kill it, so I had to step my game up a little bit. So anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If y'all want to send me some tracks or drops or whatever, send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. And if you're new on the line, please be patient. I do have Ron Browns on the come up. So he's coming up pretty soon. We're going to get all into his business, find out what's going on with him. Listen, also, too, please start leaving y'all comments. Y'all slipping. Comments and stuff on the Air It Out page. In the About section, let me know maybe some new topics y'all want to talk about, some new things that y'all think that might be good for Air It Out. You know, I'm open-minded. Some things I might like, some things I might not like, but, you know, I'm open-minded to it. So leave me some comments there. And let me see, what else I got to address tonight? Shout-out to Love. She did good at the event and at the Cotton Club. Really like that. Shout out to Matt Black and Donna D for having us as well. Dark Skin Jermaine. What else? I have so much to tell y'all. Shout out to EQ for having me in the movie Change the Beat. I'm sure he'll be on later to talk about that. I know he's doing his taping and everything. Matter of fact, I don't even know if he's going to be on because I know he's busy trying to do all that. Shout out to all the Air It Outers that are in the movie, Cashmere, Burners, Black Cancer, Rome, Machete King. So, shout out to the have-nots. Shout out to E-Burners for the intro. And anybody else that's doing anything for me that I totally forget, shout out to Dupree. He be doing his thing. What else do I want to address to y'all? Look, the Step the Game Up contest is still in effect. Please be patient. You know what I mean? I have to go on their schedule. It's not up to me, so I'm trying to hang in there as long as y'all hanging in there. If not, then I'm going to have to just roll with another person to judge it, but I'm trying to really stick with this person. I know they have a busy schedule, so bear with me. Tonight, I'm going to be giving away some Styles P tickets. That's at 6201 Keystone Street, Philadelphia, PA, and that's on September the 2nd from 8 to 2. All right, so if you're local, or even if you're like maybe an AC or whatever the case is, and you want to try to, you know, get into that, that's cool too. Like I said, you know, I'm going to give away two tonight. I'll probably give them away toward the end of the show. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that, all right? And how am I going to judge that? I know y'all probably want to know. I did it the last time. I calculated everybody's name, put them in a little thing, and shook it up and picked the winner. That's how I did it. Like, I'm not favoring nobody. It's none of that. So anybody knows me, I try to be as fair as I can. And, you know, I don't really go for favoring over here. So anyway, like I said, just let me know if y'all interested in being in the pile for the style fee, so that way I won't even have to put your name in there. Just let me know if yes or no. That's all. Tonight's topic: does your boyfriend or girlfriend have the right to discipline your child? You know what I mean? Like, they can't just be going with you for like a week. I'm talking about somebody that's been with you for like maybe a year or two, or whatever the case is. Should they have the right to discipline your kid? I don't know. I don't let nobody discipline my kid. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I don't care how long we've been together. I've been with people for like 5 years, and still they have not laid hands on my kids. I'm like, you tell me what it is, and I'll take care of it, you know, because I don't want to put my hands on your kids. So, dying to know y'all's opinion. Make sure y'all keep it short and sweet. We don't have time for long, drawn-out answers and all that. Respect everybody, you know, because the show does get kind of packed here and there. So, plus we got Ron Brown's coming up, so try to respect that. And let's keep it moving. So I'm going to hit the lines up. When I call your last four digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. Don't talk slow. Try to speed this shit up a little bit. You know what I mean? Don't try to sound all fucking cool. Like, we ain't got time for that shit. There's people on the line waiting. Talk a little fast to get that cool shit out the fuck out the way. You know what I mean? Move the fuck along. All right? I know y'all cool, but do that shit on another time. Like, speed it up. You know what I mean? But anyway, Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all pressing one for the newbies or people that are new to the show. Make sure you pressing one and the lady is telling you you're in the host case. All right? Last four digits of your phone number. I'm talking to you. We're going to keep the lines going. 5249. Air It Out Radio is good. Hello?
5249. I said I can't help but to be cool. That's just me.
Okay. Well, you know you included what I'm saying. Get it out. What's going on?
What's the damn deal?
Who's this?
Hey, shit. Nightcrawler.
Okay. Nightcrawler.
Everybody should know Mr. Gritty Grimes.
Yeah,
baby.
But you got to understand, like, it's new people on the line all the time. So you got
to
introduce
them. Well, they late to the show there. Damn it, tell them to step the game up. Step in.
No, you doing an interview. You basically doing an interview sort of radio thing. You got to introduce yourself. So, Nightcrawler. I gave you the topic. Do you think it's cool for them to discipline your child, your girlfriend?
Man, that could swing, you know what I'm saying, two sides of the fence. If a person got sense, then as long as the shit is within means, there are certain disciplines that doesn't necessarily require putting your hands on the child. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's different methods. But if your ass just want to just get the buck wild and start swinging belts and shit and things, other things, man, fuck that. Get your ass out the door. My child gonna be here.
I know that's right. All right, so music-wise, what you got going on?
Well, we've been shooting, you know, a little bit of footage here and there, you know, getting prepared to gear up on this documentary. So there's going to be a lot of packed information on this shit. There's going to be, you know what I'm saying, some freestyle sessions. There's going to be interviews with a lot of different group of people who actually know me. And I'm not being biased with the situation. So I'm even taking motherfuckers, if you don't like me, send that shit to my Gmail, nightcrawler@gmail, you know what I mean? Send this shit a little short, whatever, how you want to do it, video, I don't give a fuck if it's audio, whatever the case is. I'll put that shit on the documentary because I want everybody to see all aspects of the situation, not just the good things. I want them to see everything, good, bad, the ugly. You know what I mean? I'm a real-ass nigga, so that's the type of shit that I do. As far as the album coming with it, now, that's gonna be, you know what I'm saying, some heavy shit, you know. So Nightcrawler's working on some real, real shit right about now that's guaranteed to keep getting niggas to thinking and getting niggas to looking. So that's what that is. All
right. That's what's up. I'm glad to see you still doing some things. So where can they reach you? All that good stuff.
Just like I said, you just have me on Twitter, Nightcrawler76 on Twitter. You know, like I said, I'll eventually respond. I just didn't take care of a whole bunch of shit, so trust me. I'm still in surface. I still get some of the messages. I just haven't been able to respond yet because my mind goes every which way.
Okay. Right. He gonna respond when he feel like it, y'all. He gonna respond.
It ain't that. I'm gonna respond when I feel like it. It's just like I said, I got so much shit, and I do mean so much shit going down all at one particular time. I'm taking care of this, that, and the other. But once I actually get back out there and get this shit taken care of the way I need it to take care of, and y'all hear the new joint that I'm dropping, everybody will understand why it is that it's going the way it's going.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, yeah. We'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to that. So what are we getting into tonight?
Man, shit, you know, same thing you getting into is the same thing you got to last week. Not a damn thing, because I ain't dropping no more music until y'all hear the new shit that I'm putting out. Trust me. It'll be well worth the wait.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll definitely look forward to that then.
Already, and still waiting to get out of E-Burners and Black Cast and E-Burners hitting me up, because we got to make preparations on the next track that we finna drop with that too. So, trust me, it's going to be a lot of shit.
All right, well, thanks for calling in, babe. I got to talk to you anyway about something, so we'll talk. We'll
you got my number, hit me.
I know. I'm going to definitely hit you up. All right, nice. All right. Okay.
Right.
Air It Out Radio. 6789, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's good? It's your boy, Sluggin' Nucci, Jersey's best. What's good? We're finally on Air It Out Radio, finally. What's good?
Jersey.
Yeah.
What's
going on? You know what I mean?
What's going
just chilling,
on with
man,
you?
You know? Cooling, man. You know, working, grinding. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Those who don't know, you know what I'm saying, I'm the hardest working man in Jersey.
Is that
yeah,
so?
I mean, trying to get it in. So,
is that
you know,
so?
It is what it is, man. What's good with you?
Ain't nothing. I'm about to get you into this topic, and then we're going to find out more about your show, and you can, you know, enlighten them with that.
Okay.
Your girl, or wait, your girl, does she have the right to discipline your child?
Well...
with your permission, of course,
one,
I mean, but does she have the right to discipline?
It's a hard
her?
One, but I have a daughter, so I would say no, you know what I mean, for real. Like, nah, because, you know what I'm saying, like, the person that just called in, they could, my girlfriend could just, you know, come to me if something's wrong, you know what I mean? But on the flip side of that, you know, I had situations with girls that had kids, and the kids was bad as hell, especially these little boys and all that. And you'd be wanting to give them some body shots, but, you know, you got to restrain and I guess just leave it to the parent. I don't really get into the kids that much anyway, you know what I mean?
I know that's right. Like, totally with the kids.
I pay for a babysitter or something. I'm not trying to deal with that right now. But,
no, that's right.
It's all good.
Put on the bed.
It's
so.
All good. For real. Send them outside or something. For real. It's all good, though.
All right, so go ahead and let them know about your show that you got and everything.
Well, you know, I was formerly on Shadow Cold Radio. You know what I mean? I had to leave that situation and, you know, do my own thing and all that. So I'm in just working on my own music. Got this mixtape coming out, Hater Music. I got Black Cancer on the track. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah?
So, you know,
okay.
Yeah, me and Black Cancer did a track. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. Blessed me with a verse for this joint called The Knocker. When it's mixed down and, you know, we almost done it, everything's done, I'm going to let y'all definitely air it out.
It's definitely getting
well. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna definitely get y'all the first song, but I got some shows coming up in Philly, doing this Lyrically Fit, you know, talent show and shit. You know what I mean? Soon, coming up soon. Got a couple other things coming up soon in Philly. I mean, it's not definite, but you know, once it's definite, I'm gonna definitely let y'all know. So, you know, we just working over here, man. Down for collabs, anything. You know what I mean? Holla at me.
All right. Well, where can they find you and all that?
You can follow me on Twitter at Slugganucci. That's SLUGANUCCI. I mean, hit me up on there. You can catch me on the YouTube at Ugly Face General.
What is it, Ugly Face?
Sounds like every, yeah, Ugly Face General.
Oh,
Ugly
Lord.
Face Empire. I got a blog, too. You can catch that. You know what I mean? Ugly Face is the movement. I mean, I'm just working.
You
man.
Is
I'm
a mess. Ugly face.
But
where you get that? Why would
there,
you
man.
Why would you call yourself ugly? Or you calling yourself ugly or does that?
Well, the ugly face movement ain't me because I'm a, you know, I'm a fine gentleman, you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. Ugly face is when you hear the music, all the haters and the naysayers, they put that ugly face on. I mean,
okay.
It make you feel some type of way like, oh, this is nasty right here. That's, you know what I mean? That's what it is.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You know what I mean? Get that gorilla on. We keep it ugly over here. You know what I mean? Switch it up. You know what I'm saying? So, you
I know that's
jersey
right.
Thing.
Yeah, the jersey thing. It was silly.
We keep it dirty, ugly, you know, nasty over here. So it's all good.
Right.
It's all good. But, you know, I thank you for the support always.
Nah,
I mean,
you know we gotta show each other love. You already know that, so.
Yeah, I try to. You know, I mean, hopefully you set up that G-Rap interview. Definitely want y'all to have him on.
Oh, he's gonna be on next week, so sit down.
That's
down.
What it is. That's what
that's
it
what
is.
It
I'm
is.
Glad to hear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely appreciate that.
His publicist is cool people.
Yeah, they are. They are definitely.
Glad to, you know, get that call. But he's doing y'all thing. Supporting everybody, holla at me, air it outers. Get at me.
Give them the info one more time so they can reach you.
At Slugganucci on Twitter. You know what I mean? Hit me up on, you can hit me up on Coley on Milton at Gmail if you're trying to get down. Collabos, I got beats too. So, and just holler at me, man. And I'm gonna be on, you know, Air It Out Radio Twitter page too. So if you can't find me, just look on her page and I'm getting her up too. So, you know.
Yeah, definitely
I'm
tweet me.
Man.
Definitely tweet me and let them know where you at. So I know we got some music in here, yours. So
yeah, I just sent the single "Hottest in the City."
Yeah, I got that.
My man Wade Wilson, you got that? Yeah, that's
got that.
That's a banger. You know what I mean? So let them hear that.
So go ahead and introduce
it.
One more time.
This is your boy Slugganucci, featuring my main man Wade Wilson from Sore Losers. This is Hottest in the City, G-Mix. I had to flip it, Neil Jones. So, Jersey style, stand up. Everybody from Jersey, man. Holla at me.
There it is. Air it out, baby.
Double G, holla at me.
Yeah. You already know. Yeah.
Hey.
Niggas want to do
it.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the hottest out, bitch, out of doubt.
Yeah.
Shut the city down like a power out.
Yeah, you ain't got no buzz.
Think about it.
Your iPod full of duds. Looking good, keep up the bad work. The grass green over here, I don't have dirt.
No.
Keep going and going. No days off, every day I
go in.
You can't touch this,
remember that?
Hammer time. I know what time it is, but bitch, I don't have the time. I'm busy counting mine before I blow it all. On this badass bitch
my
that can blow it all.
Yeah.
I know, I'm an asshole. You need to know how to act to play that role. Yeah, I'm the hottest in the city, doing it big. Somebody call Diddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. L-Town, stand up. Kingpin, stand up. AC, stand up. Trenton, stand up. Jersey.
city, plural. You never seen a click more thorough. I'm a hustle one, mine on spot. You can trade off your girl, she can give me that side. It's really, I don't give a fuck. Have you crying off the phone like you was fucked? Ooh, I know that's wrong. The silver heads, you know that's strong. The top MC list, you know I'm on. Fake niggas just need to run along. Try stack chips and tumble tall. My weed like the MJ album, off the wall. Soon as you need that exotic, give me a call. In the kitchen, I'm a wizard like John Wall. When the fight's on a warrior, like Stephen Curry. Call me Finney Time, cause I'm bringing the flurry. Shit.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your man, not your boy, your man, NF. AKA, I look like I'll beat you to death. And you live with Miss Smack-a-Chick, AKA That Chick Fire, on AirItOutRadio.net. Try me.
Air It Out Radio is That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, AirItOutRadio.net. If you're on the net, you want to tune in, 347-677-1163. We got Ron Brown's coming up next. Listen, for the people that want to send me some drops or tracks, send them to It's AirItOutRadio@gmail.com, MP3. No links, and leave your phone number, please. All right? Play them on the show and all that good stuff. If you want some tickets tonight, this is a place to be for Styles P. I'm giving away two. 6201 Keystone Street, Philadelphia, PA, on September the 2nd. It starts at 8 o'clock to 2. There's an after party, Blood Money, they have in that. So right here tonight. And also, I'll be giving some more Batcave 2.0 on Wednesday, if y'all tune in over there, WKDU, 10 to 12, midnight. So tune in over there. I got rapper, freestyle battler, Moon. I don't know if y'all remember him. He was on 106 in Park, like I said, and he went against the Blind Fury. And so he's going to be on the Batcave 2.0, so make sure y'all tune into that as well, you know what I mean? So trying to give everybody a chance. Shout out to EQ for having me on Change the Beat. He'll be on probably, and let y'all know a little bit more details about that. I'm playing Mrs. Smith, and if y'all want to hit him up, 267-265-1910. He's looking for some more parts, so to be in a cipher and some other things as well, so hit him up. We'll hit the lines up a little bit more. 3143, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Hey, what's up? It's Cashmere.
What's up, Cashmere? How are you?
Cool, cool, cool. I'm going to start talking real fast because you be keeping my niggas so slow and shit.
Y'all be like,
Dad. Because, you know, it is late. You know, we had a long day probably. You know, we be on the trip.
Well, you know, listen, this nigga's like, come on, hurry up, hurry up. So.
Right. You like, talk fast. Yeah. But, what was the topic, though?
The topic tonight is, should your girlfriend have the right to discipline your child? You know what I mean? Like, if y'all been together for, like, a year and some change or whatever, do they have the right to discipline your child?
Maybe if they help raise them. You know, like, you know how relationships don't work out. And, you know, say if the roles are reversed and the mother is not around and you raising as a single parent, and I don't know.
Right.
You know, if that baby, you know, only knows that person, you know, as the mother or whatever, I mean, then I would say, yeah, you know, you basically, you know, put in as a stand-in mom, you know, you help. And, you know, you just do the motherly duties, you know, even though it's not biologically yours. So, you know, I think it's cool. But
right.
If you come in and the kid is a little older, I mean, nah, I don't know. Like, why? That's just
right.
Crazy.
Yeah, but, I feel you on that. That is a good point, though. That is a good point.
But some people do let that happen, which is
nutty. Yeah, like, beat them. I don't care.
Yeah, on that shit,
yeah.
I'm like, yo, they tripping, you know?
Yeah, that ain't cool. But, you know, some people, They just happy to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend to be there to, you know, fill in the spot. You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
All right. Well, what's going on with you music-wise?
Oh, man. Well, you know, shout out to Machete King. I just came from the headquarters of the Have-Not. I mean, nice atmosphere. I mean, great equipment. I mean, it was some nice vibes. And then, like, two joints wouldn't lead to verses. So, like, right there, like, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to, you know, collab with other artists and all that. So, right now, I'm just trying to collab, you know, to keep collabing and do all my little videos right now. So, you know, that's all I'm doing for right now.
That's what's up. I'm glad y'all, you know, collaborating like that. That's what's up. Appreciate that. I like to see the Air Dollars do that. So.
Hey, but I hate bullshitters. he definitely was like, yeah, come through. Get the verses, it came through, and things are flat. Can't wait for y'all to hear him. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that. All right, so will we give them your info so they can reach you and all that?
Yeah, sure. Google me, CASSMEIR. You know, I got a lot of stuff on the internet for right now. And then check my YouTubes out, you know, but you can reach all that at smyurls.com/CASSMEIR. All right? So, what's that do? And,
you're talking about all right? So, go ahead. Go ahead.
That door that I walk alone type joint. So that's going on.
I walk alone. On my mic. Let me stop. All right, go ahead and introduce it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is Kaz, man, and this is my joint. I walk alone, listen hard. Follow.
Get it out, baby.
Was meant to walk on a simple path, but why they teaching it as if it is a simple task? Although I wish that it was easier, like simple math. Get to where I wanna be, then I could just relax. But what is easy, got stick the bars on tap. Get way up in my zone, then I fucking black. The stress involves leads to a shot and a heart attack. I just skip that, get rich, stay black. Business mind, I'm already there. Separate the profit from expenses, I'm already there. Silly niggas spend all the profit, never make it back. This is why I'm solo, man. Niggas in the hold you back. But I'm never tripping, I just got my goal. You'll never be a winner, that's what I'm told. Never verbally, body language, I know. But I got something coming for these fucking assholes. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. But in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, yes, it's my life. My swag goes where I go. I tell your compliment at what a European glow. Cut from a different cloth, yes, I know. Cause there's something so amazing that's about my flow. Yes, I'm staying on it, my verses seem like hornet's eye. Never get the credit from these haters, I don't want it, nah. Confidence is limitless. Had to switch the flow a bit. Born to entertain, you should feed on my influence. Yes, I go and get it. Won't talk until I live it. Feeble-minded rappers not expecting you to get it. Something about my style make these women wanna hit it. Not rich and constipated, but a nigga still shittin'. Get to know me, I am plenty nice. In love with the game, throw minute right. Had firm believers, went AWOL. Reached out twice, no response at all. It's cool, low, grain of salt, but don't reach though. Catch a verbal assault. The known rapper, Kazmir the Dapper, King compare greatness. Let's do the math after. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. But in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, yes, it's my life. My swag goes where I go. I tell your compliment at what a European glow. Cut from a different cloth, yes, I know. Cause there's something so amazing that's about my flow. Real, recognize real. Tell me what you see when you looking in the mirror. Avoiding what's real. kind of part of fear. Once you overcome, it will make it all clear. Don't let a soul hold you back. Step out on your own with a vicious attack. Calculated steps, make them all count. And you'll get with the go on paper and large amount. I walk alone every day and night. No tandem in my dreams, but I take flight. And in the public eye, never see me uptight. I keep my shades on, this is my life. European globe, from a different club, yes, I know, cause it's something so amazing, that's about my flow, let's go,
Air It Out Radio, is that your fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I got my guest on the line. I'm going to get up with him and see what's going on with him, Mr. Ron Brown. Let me get to him real quick. Hold on, I'm trying to find him. I think he just dropped. Okay. Ron Brown, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm thank you for coming on. I know you're busy and all that stuff. So what have you been up to?
Well, actually, I've just been on a road a lot. No, I just came from Africa.
Really?
I was in Africa. I was in Germany. I've been in Germany, like, you know, the last year. So, you know, just going on a road a lot, hitting a lot of markets that, you know, that they play hip-hop that you won't even think that play hip-hop.
I know. Is it beautiful as they say it is out there?
Yes. I think everybody should experience it.
Yes. I definitely want to go out there. So I did not know, and excuse me, and I know I'm a little illiterate to the whole thing, but I did not know that you made the Ether beat with Nas.
Oh, man, that's where the whole Ether boy comes from.
I know. I didn't know that. I felt so stupid. I was like, what? Wow. So,
yeah,
that's crazy. I know you got a lot of feedback from that, making that beat. I know you got a lot of people hitting you up. Who was some of the people that hit you up that wanted to beat after the fact?
I mean, stemming from that record, that's when I got the opportunity to work with, like, Ludacris, 50 Cent. You know, I did Blow It Out for Ludacris. I Whoop Your Head Boy for 50 Cent.
Wow.
You know, and the list goes on. You know, I Get Crazy for Nicki Minaj.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah, I
crazy.
Just worked with a lot of artists right after that.
Ken,
Fat Joe, DMX. So after that record, that's when the people really, you know, I really got to, you know, spread out my production.
Did you have to go through the drama like, you know, Kanye West, where he was, like, really trying to get people to, you know, notice them as an artist? And, you know, because I know you make beats, but
yeah.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, I went through that a little bit, but, you know, it was a big process before Pop Champagne and just letting DJs share a lot of records, and they just was like, that ain't the record. So I went through that until I finally made Pop Champagne.
Wow. Was it hard getting Jim Jones on air? Like, how did that happen?
Nah, he heard the record. Jazzy Joyce had played it one night, and he had heard it. I seen him at an event, and he was like, yo, let me jump on that record. And he jumped on it, Joel jumped on it, and we just made it a whole Uptown thing.
Wow. Do you prefer being an artist or making beats?
I love both, but the artist, you know, brought me across the world. So I love being an artist and performing for people and singing, making people, they, you know, making them happy and stuff like that.
Right. Okay. So, as far as, like, any projects or whatever, what kind of projects you got coming up? You there, Ron? Okay, he dropped. All right, well, hopefully he'll come back on. That's the first time we had a guest drop. All right, so anyway, Ron Brown, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back to him in a few. Hopefully he'll come back on. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 if y'all are tuning in and y'all want to talk, because sometimes, you know, if you text and all that stuff, you will drop, or, you know, you may think you're in a host key and you're really not. So make sure y'all press 1, speak up clearly and all that good stuff. Let me see, what should I do with Ron? I'm going to wait for him to come back on and see what's going on with him. We're not really done our interview yet, so hopefully, you know, maybe something, he got like a drop call, whatever the case is. Anyway, I'm giving away 2 tickets to see Styles P on September 10th. And hopefully, whoever's interested, make sure y'all let me know that y'all are interested too, all right? If y'all interested and y'all local and y'all can get to the event, make sure y'all let me know so I can put y'all in the little drawing. I'll announce the winner tonight. And, you know, y'all get the 2 tickets, and y'all can take whoever y'all want. And then let me know how I went. Take a picture or something. You know what I mean? It's free. Y'all ain't got to do nothing. All y'all got to do is just be nice and kind and take a picture of it so I can see it at the end of the day. I will be there. My artist will be there performing, opening up for Styles P on September the 10th, Jay Love. So whoever will be there, y'all definitely get a chance to see her in the flesh, and that'll be a good thing. If y'all don't get the tickets, there's $20 at the door. And also, I'll be giving away 2 more next week and the following week up until the show. And I'll be giving some away on the Batcave 2.0, which is Wednesday, 10 to 12 on WKDU 91.7 FM. I'm learning to say that, so y'all have to excuse me if I let it roll off my tongue. But anyway, let me see. What should we do? Should we get into another song? Let's see. Nah, we gonna hit the lines up because I know the lines is crazy. Let me see. Who am I going to now? 8106. Air.Radio. What's good?
Hey, what's up, Fly? This is that boy Trey, Infinity Records.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. I'm well. How are you, lovely lady?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Loving what you're doing on the back, Key. Loving what you're doing on Air It Out Radio.
Listen, the show is new, so y'all got to bear with me, but we're going to get it together. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's some little tweaks here and there and minor adjustments, but we're going to get that back here 2.0, just like Air It Out Radio. So y'all already know people that got confidence in me, they know how to. So. But
I got faith in you. I got faith in you.
I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. So listen, the topic tonight is your boyfriend, your girlfriend, does she have the right to discipline your child?
Hell yeah. If it's positive discipline, hell yeah. If my child, like if my son per se, if he's out there disrespecting girls, women, or adults, pop that ass.
That's
why you got these damn kids running around flash mobbing. We as adults should jump in the car and go out in the mob and flash mob their ass. Just jump out with belts and whip that ass.
Yeah, ain't that some shit? Right. Listen, now they got this thing. Now they got this thing called telephone flash mob, because you know Game had tweeted this shit on Twitter about having the LA and the LA phone number. He put a phone number up on the Twitter, and everybody started calling and locked the lines up for like 2 hours. So they calling that telephone mob now.
Motherfuckers need shit to do. They need to, instead of cutting the budget and everything, they need to open up some piles again. Get these cats somewhere to go. Give them something to fuck to do. That's some corny shit, but you know it is what it is.
Yeah. So you say beat that ass. No, you said pop that ass, right?
If they out there wilding the fuck out, my child is wilding now, disrespecting people, misbehaving. Ain't none of that time out in the supermarket shit.
Time out. Sit over here.
Give them some strong reinforcement not to do that shit again.
I know that's right.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I want to shout out EQ, you know what I mean? Anybody who can make Milk Creek tomorrow, be there at 7 o'clock. If you're a model, actor, actress, an artist, you want a cameo in his movie, the boy doing shit extra big. You know what I mean? Get at the boy. Be there. Me, I got to work. I love to be there. I'll be there in my Ebony Man of the Month looking and shit, you know what I mean? But I got work.
EQ busy. Usually he like in the top 5 caller.
You know?
So he's busy this week, but he's usually, you know, very on air hard. So You know, I know he's
Yeah, definitely respect that brother's grind. You know, he's doing shit extra big.
Yeah, so, and I'm excited because I'm in the movie. Woohoo!
Oh, I can't wait to see. That's a big bag of popcorn to watch you in that motherfucker.
You funny. But, yeah, I'm definitely in the building, so I'm excited about that. If he give me my damn line so we can get, you know, popping over here, so I'll be like, you know, so we'll get it together. All right, so go ahead and give him your info and all that. You got any, do you got any shows coming up?
Yeah, actually, we got a show in, I don't know the exact venue name, but it's in Leesburg, Virginia, August 26th. It's going to be about 3,000 people down there. Infinity Records is going to be in the building. We got another show, September 17th in Norfolk, Virginia. Two shows in B-More in October. And we'll probably be doing one in conjunction with D&L Entertainment. Big shout out to my man Norman Dukes, Stokes Damir, D&L Entertainment. We're probably doing one in Philadelphia. At the XO Lounge, shout out to the XO Lounge, September 22nd.
Okay, yeah, because you might not make it to the event that I'm having, so.
Yeah, I got your email about the, was it Sneaker Villa on the 26th, but we're going to be in Virginia.
Hmm.
Yeah, we got to go get that Southern Dollar.
Well, you know, if you if things don't work out, you know, you definitely welcome to sweep
through. The show's a lot. We there. The show's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wish I will make one of your events. I mean, I've called
up. Listen, I got a lot
coming up.
So you good. Don't even.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell my girl I can't sleep with her one night. Just something, just to make one of your shows, one of your events. I'm gonna be there. You got my word.
Okay. Right. I have faith in you. I know you'll make it eventually. So
yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So yeah, because I gotta finally meet, you know, GQ. So you know.
Yeah, because I mean, like I said, I've always been a fan of your razzle. You know what I mean? You do shit and you do it well. You're
aww.
Giving everybody a chance to be heard, be seen, as well as be heard, you know, on the Philadelphia scene of music. You know?
Yeah.
Not a lot of people out here doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's cool. All right. So go ahead and give them your info where they can reach you.
Y'all can reach us at Nfinity Records. I'll spell it Nfinity Records.net. You can hit me up on Austin_202@hotmail.com or lead artist GQ at GQ Infinity, Nfinity at gmail.com. Gmail.com. That's right. Yeah, I got to get to that URL stuff. So
yes.
I do it like you like it. I want to do it the way women like it done. You know what I mean?
Exactly. As you should. Make her happy. You know? All right. So what are we getting into tonight?
I'm gonna throw y'all something new tonight. Do you got the new joint I sent you, Ballin' with GQ, Sound Dollar, and Chef? Shout out to Chef, he got booked. But keep your head up, little brother.
Uh oh.
Yeah, we get you out.
We get you out tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see him tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
It's called Ballin'.
Ballin'. All right, GQ
ballin'.
Baby, air it out.
All right. Hey.
Big dog like Cujo, ball. Let it describe me, ball. Hugo, push your wide body, stop, sumo. Try to play me short, foot up in your culo. Nah, it's not a game, see, slipping is for length, high. Better maintain that, high or whatever. Take it to the mattress, Q is the measure. Post in the leather, still for the lever. Do think it's a movie, truly, extra, please. You ever been outside the country? Cohiba, Seagull, Bogart, Humphrey,
Hotel suite, dock, beach, yacht, comfy, yeah. Kick my feet up, following the leader. Stamp my passport, course, land in Montego. Fresh shoes designer, all mine and sneakers. Laser on the trader, shoot Don Cheetah.
Check 1215 Philadelphia, keep it live. You know where we at. Air It Out Radio, baby, with that chick fight.
Yes! Yes! Fuck you too!
That's all we got to say to the haters. Deuce.
Machete King is a mess. Shout out to everybody that's sending me jobs. You can always send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. If you want to tune in and call up the lines, 347-677-1163. Listen, I'm giving away some Style P tickets. All right, September the 10th. It's good to go for tonight. I'm giving away at the end of the shizzle. And like I said, it starts 8 to 2. Style P, I don't know who else is going to be performing with him. I know that my artist, Jay Love, is going to be in the building. She's opening up. I know Blood Money is going to be there. They're having an after party as well, so y'all might want to, you know, check that out. The tickets are $20. If y'all want to buy some from me, if y'all don't win any, then holla at me too. Hit me up on my Jack. I'm not going to give it on the air. You already know. Most of y'all got my number anyway, but I don't give my number out on the air. So anyway, for the Step the Game Up Challenge, I'm waiting for them. I'm waiting for them, y'all. If they take too long, I'm going to find somebody else, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. But I really want this person to do it. You know, they're going to call up the show and announce the winner for that contest, all right? Shout out to EQ, Change the Beat. I'm going to be in that movie, Miss Smith. Yeah, get my program. I'm going to be the program director. So, you know, definitely tune in for that, and I'll be posting it a little bit more. I'll be talking about it on Batcave 2.0. You can catch me on Wednesdays, 10 to 12 also on WKDU 91.7 FM. Yes, I love how I say that. Anyway, go ahead, the lines up a little bit more. 2410, Air It Out Radio.
What's good? What's up, Fire? What's going on?
What's going on? Who is this?
This is Jay, also known as Ricardo.
Ricardo. Which one? Which one you want to go by on Air It Out Radio?
I'm gonna start going by Ricardo. That's what I wanted to start working that in. A lot of people know me as Jay, but I'm gonna start, you know. So
they're gonna be like, "Who?"
Gonna contact me. That's my Facebook name as well. So you know, yeah. I gotta keep everything in sync. That's the name that's on my Twitter account, you know, and everything. So Ricardo, it is. That's the name for my business card. So you know, I gotta keep it as Ricardo. But you know, around the time I start coming Air It Out. You know, I was so used to saying Jay, and then, you know, I started working on my, just, Ricardo just rolled off my tongue, just like how you say 91.7 FM, you know.
Yeah, it's getting there, it's getting there. But anyway, the topic tonight is, does your girl have the right to, you know, discipline your child, if y'all been together for like a year or two, whatever?
Well, I mean, like, I think, you know, most, I don't have no kids, but the comment on that topic, I don't discipline no woman child. You know, I just think that's a no-no. You know, but at the same time, Kashmir made a nice point, you know, as far as if, you know, the individual is in that child's life from birth, then, you know, that's a different story.
Yeah,
you know,
they like mom or dad anyway.
Yeah, they like mom or dad regardless, you know. But other than that, I don't think that's appropriate that, you know, a child should be disciplined by not the biological parent. You know, play a psychological role on them as they grow up. So, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, all right, well, what you got going on? You got some new fresh stuff for us?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to start. I keep calling up and telling everybody I'm working and working and working. I'm going to drop one thing, something like, you know, it's not at all. But, you know, I plan on putting together something like a battle, you know, real soon. I have a concept behind that battle, though, so it's not going to be average. So, you know, if all the shout out to all the Air It Outers, and if I got any lyrical MCs on here that's down and get involved with something like that, you know, hit me up. It definitely would be worth your while. You know, that's all I can say without giving.
So it's
going to
be a freestyle battle. What's going to be different about this freestyle battle than any other freestyle battle?
Like I said, Fire, as of right now, I'm still not, I'm still,
so,
you know,
so
putting
he hold
the plan
now,
together.
He hold now.
So I'm just throwing the bait out there, you know. I'm just letting them know that this is what I got coming, and you know, it's gonna be grocery wise. It's definitely gonna be interesting. It's definitely gonna be a new concept that y'all ain't never. I don't think that ever been a part of, you know, me personally.
I think they should. They should have a freestyle battle. And let's make it different. Freestyle battle. Hanging up upside down and going at it. I'm just fucking with you. Look, I'm saying, look, I'm trying to be creative.
I might put that in right there. That's
all right. I'm just fucking with you, but nah, you know.
I might pencil that in, you know what I mean?
You silly. I ain't going to be standing upside down, you crazy. But yeah, you definitely got to do something different because everybody, not unless it's involving a whole lot of money or something. You know,
I mean, Fire, to be honest with you, when I sit back and I watch the rap battle DVDs, I get bored. You know, I get bored fast. So as a consumer, you know, I'm looking at, like, what can I, if I want to do something like that, how can I do something different? So now as a promoter, you know, I got a whole concept in my head to make it interesting and keep attention and want to bring more consumers to come and witness, you know, witness this type of event or, you know, whatever. So
right. That's
just me personally. You know, a lot of us have short attention spans, especially in this generation. So you have to do something that's going to keep their attention, you know. So
sure. That's
where I'm at. I don't like watching battles and round after rounds. I'm like, all right, Todd Harris. You know what I mean? Todd Harris.
That's right.
I got a concept on the Air It Out. You can let all your homies know as well. You know, this game, I don't want to drag on the line, so y'all can reach me at, it's my URLs, .com/lyrics2go, spell it L-E-R-I-C-S, the number 2, go. So that's my URL.com/lyrics2go.
And he's on Twitter, too, at lyrics2go, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So definitely I'll be posting that so everybody can get a hold of you. And if y'all, should they just hit you up on the Twitter, or do you want to give them your email so that they can send something to you, or how are you doing it?
Y'all can just hit me up on the Twitter, you know, DM me, follow me. I follow you back. I'm still trying to get my following up. So, you know, and if y'all already follow me, just go ahead and, you know, direct message me, and Facebook, just go ahead and inbox me or whatever, you know, so I can start getting familiar with, you know, all the Aaron Outers. You know, I'm familiar with EQ Philly. Shout out to him. I need to get at him. You know, I told him I was going to do some things for him as far as the movie. I feel kind of bad. I'm going to get at him. You know, Machete King. I met Cashmere. Black Cancer, of course, big ups to him. I'm going to come check you out with that next month. Black Cancer, you know, at your little joint out in Philly. You know, I'm definitely going to start making out, checking out everybody's showcases and different events that they're involved in. You know, Tamika, you know, Epic Promotion will come see y'all next week. You know, so I'm definitely, y'all just hit me up. I'm definitely going to start coming out supporting y'all. You know, I'm going to record y'all, throw y'all up on my YouTube channel and the whole nine. So, you know, holler at me. You know, I'm just recording on back. And getting this on the move, getting this ball rolling again.
Right. All right. So, do you want to get into your song, or are you good?
Nah, I'm good. Unless you want to hit. No, I'm straight.
I'll tell you, it's up to you. I'm only doing what I'm asking, though.
So I'm gonna try to make a drop for you, man. I like that one that Machete King did. That joint was hot, you know.
Right?
American Sample, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, y'all can get creative with it.
That shit.
Exactly. I said, yeah, y'all can get creative with it, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to think something outside the box.
There you go.
You know what I mean? All right, so fine, man. I'm gonna holler at you on that Wednesday, though.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Air It Out Radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, 347-677-1163. We're going to hit the next caller up, 4986. What's good?
Hey. Izzo?
Hello?
Dominicano. What's
up,
Fire? What's poppin'?
Ain't shit. What's going on with you?
I'm chilling here with Neo P. We actually videotaping ourselves listening to the show.
Really? Shout out to Neo P. Who else is there?
Cashmere was here earlier. Shout out to you, Cashmere. Shout out to Neo P. This is actually, I'm videotaping myself on the phone with you as we speak. This is awesome.
That's crazy. Yeah. Ain't Neo on the line? I thought Neo was on the line.
Hold on. Let me. Yeah, he's on the line too. Hold on, he's right here.
No, I mean. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm on the line. I'm waiting.
Oh, okay. I thought that was you. All right.
Yeah, like, this is how it's going down, man. Have nots are in the building, man. We had a phenomenal session with the brother Casby, and Neo P came through and blessed the track. It's just, you know, shout out to everybody, man. There is to go. You actually, in the, like, I shouted you out in the video, and then you shouted me out on Air It Out. It's freaking awesome. I love it.
That's what's up. So I got to ask you the topic tonight. Do you think it's cool? I mean, well, not cool, but is it all right if your girl disciplines your child, like if y'all been together for like a year or two?
I'm from here. If that ain't your blood, you don't put your fucking hands on them.
Oh.
That, it's just that simple. Like, I no disrespect to nobody else's beliefs, but that's my kid. I'll be damned if I'm going to let my girl put her hands on my kid. And I already told their mother that she ain't allowed. She if she lets a man touch my kid that ain't me, if anybody she's with puts his hands on my kids, I'm going to fuck him up and I'm going to fuck her up.
Uh-oh.
Quite frankly, I'm not with it, man. Don't let nobody touch my fucking kids. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very committed. Yeah, I'm no shame in my game. She knows how I get down. It's not that's not what I'm. You know, I'm not promoting spousal none of that. And you know, fellas, keep your hands off the ladies. But is she lets that nigga hit your kids, whoop his ass, and give her a little shake or two. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit, man. Let's talk about something else, man.
Look, he getting all emotional over there. He like, you know what?
Got a nigga ready to call up and scream on it. Yo, look, look.
No, for no reason. Like, you heard me on Air It Out. Anyway, all right, so what else you got going on besides the little meeting you got over there?
The Have Nots is open invitation. Anybody who feels what we're doing with our movement and you want to be a part of it, let's combine our resources, man, join forces, strategic alliance, and become that umbrella that hip hop needs to get it out of the reign of the terrorism and all the nonsense that's going on with the industry. Boom.
He said, boom. You know what? Don't be trying to take my line.
No, but listen. No, what's popping off right now, we're working on Abstract's project. Wildfire mixtape is supposed to be dropping September 11th. The Sean Creed ADD mixtape is dropping soon. Reach for All Bangers business music mixtape is dropping on 9/11. Like, everybody's in the booth working. We're working hard. We're on our grind. We about to start hitting stages. Something ridiculous. It's just,
wow.
We just going to be everywhere. It's going to be like sunshine. You can't be nowhere and not see the Have-Nots.
I know, because the Have-Nots is definitely a strong movement. Like, I've seen that for myself at the meet and greet. So, shout out to all the Have-Nots, Sean Creed, Poppy. Yeah, they definitely doing anything. So.
Yeah, shout out to Poppy, go get them, Liberty University. Shout out to
Killer Fan.
There's so many of us. Shout out to Guns and me, Super Dollar Flame. I'm sorry.
Did I meet him? Was he there?
Yeah. You know everybody I just mentioned. Dane Dollars, Tight Circle, Reach for All Bangers. You know what I'm saying? Sean Creed, of course.
Tight Circle, hit me up. Yeah. Shout out to him, too.
Yeah,
okay.
It's crazy. It's a phenomenal movement. NEOP. Hopefully, Cashmere joins the movement. And we've been talking about that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put it on the air already, but
I
get excited. Like, no, real talk, like, Cashmere, like, he inspired me to like, I'm about to put some crazy production in these next few weeks, thanks to what he did, what he did to these songs. Like, he definitely, like, he brought his A game plus. Like, salute to Cashmere. Real talk. Like, I would, like, we'd all be, like, well, happy to have him. Like, real shit. He's one of us already. Like, the boy's just, he's real with his. He's him.
That's
what's up. He's not just about...
I'm glad he made a play. I'm glad he found a spot, you know what I mean? Because I know he was, for a minute, he was like, nobody ain't hit me up. Nobody ain't doing no
And, like, when every time I hear I Walk Alone, that shit, it touches me, man. It, like, it puts me in the zone. It's like, you know,
he really
I'm
was
like,
walking alone
me, man.
For a minute.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. I feel it in the song. I feel it in the song, yeah. I told him what he was here. Like, no, you ain't alone. Like, we all on the same path.
But he
was
walking alone for a minute. He's like, nobody ain't here.
Yeah, he ain't alone no more, man. He know where we at now.
That's
you know what I'm saying? It's nothing, man. He's all welcome. Everybody's welcome. Shout out to Black Cancer, man. This shit is just, I'm just happy to be here.
I know, that's right. All right, so go ahead and give them your info where they can reach you.
Okay, just Machete King. I'm fuck it, just Google me. I'm everywhere. I promise. I promise you, I'm on websites I don't even know I'm at. On Twitter, I'm Machete King, MacheteKing, all one word. Find me on Twitter, you'll find me everywhere else, I promise.
Okay.
Alright,
yeah. So what song we getting into tonight?
Just play like 2 minutes of Baby I'm Hot. Cause I know
he said 2 minutes
of
Baby I'm Hot.
It's a 5 minute song. I know I was drawing when I did that joint.
I know.
But
I'm
you
like,
know,
damn.
Yeah, but it's worth every second. You know what I mean? I'm in the works. I'm conceptualizing how I'm going to shorten it so I can send it back and give you a little 2-verse version. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let the people get the album version with the 5 minutes. You get a 2-verse version.
Well, I'll say at least like 3 or 4 minutes of it. That's a standard song. But, all right, go ahead and introduce it for me, baby.
All right, the name of the song is Baby, I'm Hot. You know what I'm saying? I am Machete King, Dominicano, Air It Out Radio, baby. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yo. Dominicano. Yeah. Day, New York, cause I'm still the menace to the body, and sobriety still hurts.
I'm hot. I am fire. It's any different, but you be a liar. I am the sun. I am lava. I am the one so fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot.
I'm fresh like a steaming hot pile of shit. Music is my bulldozer, moving all them bricks. Building my wealth with the different shit that I kick. I'm killing your health with the simple flick of my wrist. Whether texting or calling or squeezing until you're falling, I am in charge of your breathing. So beg your pardon if I ain't moved or impressed by your shit chatter, or if your little answer can give me some answer matter. I'm gangster, but I'm not, cause I know how to beat a murder quick. Just don't leave no evidence, you silly bitch. I throw knives and collect them after you're dead. I'd rather remove them blast shots right at your head. But I'm a man of principles, a civilized savage, wise when I'm chilling or committing much damage. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one to fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you liar. I am the sun, I am lava, I am the one to fuck you and your mama. Yo, listen, I'm cold enough to kill often with no conscience, smart enough to keep it gutter with no nonsense, cool enough to respect every woman that I turn out, hot enough to go non-stop and not burn out. Fight fire with fire and watch the flame get higher. Set heaven's foundation ablaze through microphone wires. The sun shines only when I stop being brilliant, or when I'm smoked out drunk or fucking and chilling on my FU bullshit. I'm arrogant and modest. I can't make up my mind, not dropping in and out of college. I try to be righteous, but the devil is a liar, and I'm not sure anymore if it's hell or heaven's fire that burns in my soul, that I vomit up in song, cause I aim to go right no matter how I go wrong. No way will I forget all that it took to get me on. No way will I not give a fuck unless it's for a song.
Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one to love you when you're mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava.
Right and wrong, and rich and broke. To say that money don't matter is a motherfucking joke. I'm trying to get paid, and so is everybody else. But most wanna be rich, while I wanna attain wealth. To recession proof my riches, my children, mama, and bitches. Not to mention my woman and how I crush my competition. I'm grown, so I gotta fine tune my vision as I keep working harder to improve my position. I'm hotter than the egg frying in the skillet till it's crisp. I scorch a thermometer till it boil, burst, and hit. I personify a fire, an inferno in the flesh. Although I burn with desire, I will never burn from sex. My swagger gets away from me, so I keep it in check. But when it flips, it's the main reason that I be getting next. I don't need the frost to show any ice at all for her to drop her drawers and be nice to my ball. I'm modest, but I'm honest, and when I'm shitting, I promise to go my hardest so that they will study me up in college, cause I'm dropping hella knowledge, but I gotta keep it gutter, and I gotta make it so you can compare me to no other. I make you move your body, and I try to make you think, lyrically giving you everything, plus two kicks you think. I inspire you to smoke weed, sex safe, mixed drinks, but there's so much other fire that I'm planning to bring.
Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. Say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one for fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one for fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm
hey, it's your girl, Miss Jessica Lee. That's me, and that's all I know how to be. Respect me or forget me. And you've tuned in to the best spot on Blog Talk, Air It Out Radio with that brown skin heifer, that chick fire. Competition where? We sees none. Okay. Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And if you're on the net, you want to tune in, 347-677-1163. The topic tonight is, does your girl or your man or whatever have the right to discipline your child? Y'all been together for like a year or two, whatever the case is. Y'all welcome to send me some drops in. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3, leave your phone number. And also, too, please, I mean, if y'all want to, y'all can send me some drops for your, like, commercials or whatever the case is. I'll play them on here. You know, this is a promoting networking type of show. So if y'all want to send me some drops for your, you know, commercial or whatever the case is, make sure it's like a minute long, nothing crazy. We could do that, too. Shout out to EQ. He just hit me up. He's not going to make it on tonight. But, you know, make sure y'all check out Change the Beat. That'll be up pretty soon. I'm not really sure when it's going to be coming out. I know he's going to be, you know, promoting it later on down the road, but the movie is going to be, it's actually shooting now, so, you know, shout out to EQ for that, and Kashmiri Burner's Black Cancer Rome, Machete King, those are a few that are in the movie, and he's looking for more people, so hit him up, 267-265-1910. I forget his email address. I got to get that from him. Shout out to the Have Nots, the Pre, Kashmiri, Pico Lee, B-Boy, Bubby, Michael Neely, Lady Luck. Shout out to her. She was on the show last week at the Batcave 2.0. And I got freestyle rapper Moon coming on this week. So I hope y'all tune in for that. And the following week after that, let me brush my shoulders off for a minute. Yeah. I got Hell Rel coming on. So Dipset will be in the building, Batcave 2.0, not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? So my guests will increase and get better as time goes on. Shout out to Nina Capone, too, Corp, Neo P, all the Have Nots, like I said, E-Burners. Shout out to Honest Fire with her thing a couple weeks ago, Harmony, and all my Air It Outers, man. If I miss anybody, smack me later on whenever you see me. September 10th, Styles P is going down, and I'm giving away two tickets tonight at the end of the show. So look out for that. If y'all in Philly or local and y'all want to go to that, make sure y'all hit me up, and I'll put you down on the list. I'll come to you right before I put you on and ask you or whatever the case is, or I'll ask you on the line if you want to be eligible for that, all right? So I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. See what's going on. My caller just dropped a little bit further down. Okay, where are you? Oh, geez, there you go. 6643, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Yo, what's up? It's E Burness in the place to be. Yep. What's going on? It's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Silly. Okay,
what's
I like
good?
That. I like that. So, you know, tonight's mm-hmm. topic is, you know, should your girl discipline your kid?
Should my girl discipline my kids? It depends on if my girl lives with me or not, and my kids live with me, so it depends. Like, I mean, I'm not saying child abuse, but my kid's bad as shit. So an ass-whipping might be the only thing they understand. So, look, if she watching them and they got respect for her, then it is what it is. Like, some people, I hear some people saying, no, that's what's wrong with these kids now. They don't get their ass whooped. Back in the day, when I was a young boy, the neighbors could whoop your ass, and then your mom would come home and whoop your ass again. Like, you know what I mean, it was that kind of respect for your elders. Like, these kids disrespect too many adults now. Like, you know what I mean, you got whole gangs of kids and boys just running around beating up old people and shit like that. That's probably because they didn't get their ass whooped. Whoever, half of these niggas don't got parents or dads or their grandma raising them. So, I mean, if somebody's actually taking initiative and do shit for your kids and actually love your kids too, like, why not? Like, you know what I mean, it don't really matter to me. Like, just don't, if it's child abuse, then it's a problem. But the pop a kid or something like that, I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it, especially if they under your watch and stuff like that. Don't, I'm going to call your dad. My kids will probably shrug their shoulders like so. Like so. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's a two-way street. Just like, child abuse is serious. Like, if the kid feel threatened from you or don't want to be around you, that means you doing something you're not supposed to be doing. But if you just pop them to discipline them, like, I don't really see nothing wrong with that,
like,
man. Like,
put your ass down.
Like, pop them on their leg, pop them on their butt. Stop, boy. Like, yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, nah.
Like,
I
mean, they can't hit my daughter, though. They can't hit my daughter. They can hit my sons. They can't hit my daughter, though.
What difference
does
it make?
She can't get hit. Only I can pop her, nobody else.
Oh, God. What difference does it make, though?
I don't know. Like, it's just my baby,
you know,
girl. I don't know.
You can hit
just
the
my baby.
But don't hit the girl.
Yep, that's my baby. Hey.
Oh, God. So your son is your baby?
Yeah, they my babies, too, but she is my baby and my girl and my last child.
You favoring.
Yeah, I'm favoring. That's my only girl.
Oh,
yes,
daddy.
I am. That's daddy's little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Yup, that's daddy's girl.
Oh, boy.
I don't have a favorite child, but I do favor her because she is my only girl.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I don't got a favorite child. I love all my kids the same.
They
bad as shit, though, but, I mean, I know how my boys is. So, hey, if she my girl over, you said over 2 years, that mean they'll have a respect for her like a mother figure instead of just my girlfriend. So, like, you know what I mean? If they close to me, they got to love my kids more than they love me. So, hey, you know.
Yeah, I don't want nobody hitting my kid. I don't care how long we've been.
I mean, you don't, like, you got a, see, you got a girl.
That's me.
And to have a man hit your kid, your daughter, is a bit much.
Because all
like,
I know what's
going
to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. She won't tell her dad. And then it's going to be a problem.
It's
going to
be a big
regardless
thing.
Regardless
yeah,
of
exactly.
How long she talked to her dad or she don't talk to him at all, like, it's still going to be a problem. He'll still have something to say. So at the end of the day, I'm good.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you saying that's a girl. So it's, I would feel the same way, like, you know what I mean? But,
no, even if it was a boy, like, I still think it would be, like, you know, he would be.
It depends on if that other parent is in their life, though. If that other parent ain't in their life, they ain't got no say-so. Who are you? Like, you know what I mean? Some people grow up with one parent their whole life. Like.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? If that person's stepping up and doing the job, then I don't mind. Like, look, do what you. I'm not here. If I'm out of town, I'm doing something, and you got the kids with you, and they stay with me, then. You got the right to discipline them.
Yeah.
I trust you that much to leave my kids with you. You got the right to discipline them. So,
yeah, I feel Kashmir, though, like what he was saying, like if they raise him from the jump, then I get that. Like, I totally get that.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, most kids you can talk to, you don't really have to whoop their ass. But my kids, sometimes you got to whoop their ass. So I understand if they whoop their ass and tell me, I had to whoop your son's ass today. Damn, for real, what'd he do? Oh, yeah, he do that shit a lot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't surprise me, so.
All right. So, music-wise, what you got going on?
What I got music-wise?
He said,
it's going down. Like, look, old nigga, new nigga, somebody going to get it soon. I ain't even going to hold you. It's about to go down. Like, I just feel like it's a lot of disrespect in this city. And it's not as far as it's the DJs and stuff like that, but it's just a whole bunch of shit I see with open eyes that I'm pretty sure everybody else see, and it's sometimes that shit just not right. And a lot of the artists walk around with their head up like they hove and they bleak. So, like, I mean, it's about to go down. My next mixtape called Back in Beast Mode. And it's gonna be epic. It's gonna be controversial. It's gonna be career ending for some people. So I'm just anybody that wanted like
real
shit.
You coming at me? You coming at
somebody? I'm coming at everybody. I don't even care.
Uh-oh.
I ain't coming at none of my aired outers because I fuck with everybody
thank
on
you
here.
So much for
because y'all ride out for fire. Y'all ride out for fire. Y'all don't stick y'all nose up in the air like y'all too good for the show. Like, but niggas is, man, look, these niggas ain't half as hot as they think they is, man.
Yeah, I was
these
telling
niggas
Black
all on
Panther
Memphis
that today,
bleak
I was
status,
like, look,
man.
I do not want to see nobody beefing on the show. Like, I just.
Nah, I ain't beefing with nobody.
No,
I want to do a
you.
Song with everybody on this show. Like, you know what I mean? So, Back in Beast Mode, get at me if you trying to get on it, but I'm just telling you, I'm actually going off. So, if you get caught in between the crossfires, If you ride for me, we riding. If you don't, oh well, I'm still riding. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. Like, back in beast mode. I got Blackout Burners Volume 2 is out right now on my Reverb page, SoundCloud page. You can go grab that for free. I got a Cuddy Files Volume 2 for the ladies that's coming out later on this month. Working on songs with a bunch of people. I got to get with the Die probably this week and finish the song we got together. And Machete, everybody else, man. Shout out to Dupree, man. That nigga be riding. I fucks with Bull so hard, man. He be riding, man. And everybody, I don't know if everybody see it, but he acknowledged everybody. He acknowledged the people who he feel riding with him. So, like, riding for you anyway, so... It is what it is, man. Old nigga, new nigga, like I said. Shout out to EQ, too, for the movie, man. Like, I've been waiting for a nigga to try me. It's not happening, but I'm going to make it happen. So I don't even like beef. I don't even like battling no more because I did it. I done battled everybody from Cassidy to Oskino. Like, you know what I mean? The knee buck, the whoever. Like, it's not impressive to me no more because... It's just words and half these niggas rap for 2 hours and it makes no sense. But, you know, You could find me everywhere, man, because it's about to get ugly, man. I'm going to drop warning shots all week. And I'm coming at DJs, too. I don't even give a fuck no more. Y'all ain't playing our shit anyway. Why I got to kiss y'all ass? It's a rap. Like, you know what I mean? Show how much these niggas is dick eaters. So, You know. Don't quote me. I'm still going to make good music and songs for the... corporate America, but like when my mixtapes drop, just expect some crazy shit coming from it, cause I'm fed up. I'm ready to move out of Philly already, so it's my mind made up now. So
okay,
I'm gonna keep it respectful as long as don't nobody get out of pocket. But you know,
okay, all right. So
check me out on
check me
out on www.itsmyurls.com/onlyoneeburners. You can find me on that. That'll take you to most of my pages. It's a lot of them, but it'll take you to most of them. And everything else, man, Google me, man. E-Burners, man. Not that nut-ass nigga. It's me. Y'all know me when y'all see me. So.
Right.
You know.
So what we getting into?
We going to get into warning shots again.
Uh-oh.
Yet again.
Morning.
I got a freestyle too. You might as well drop the joint because I'm feeling myself right now.
Oh Lord.
What?
Nah, you know how hard it is to see through all your stuff. Hold on a second. Oh, I'm gonna kill you.
Mhm. You got to drop. You got to drop. You got to drop. You got to drop.
You know what? Hold on a second.
Air it out radio.
Yo, a lot of lanes taking up space, time for y'all to move, time to show all these niggas they can't walk in my shoes. I've been there twice, y'all not even nice. I can make you way hotter for a real good price. I'm ill with the words, got a feel for the birds. I'm so damn hood, I was raised on the curve. No Philly representer, a top breadwinner who stay around, get money chicks like Bruce Jenner, Chloe or Kim. It flows from this pen. The sickness within got me spitting up gems, diamonds. Look how my stock keep climbing. All from this rhyming, I pose a big problem. Worse, this shit got me making up words like Ghostface, minus the robe and the bird. To all whack rappers, prepare for the worst. I took it easy on you niggas, but wait till my next verse. Eat burners.
Eat burners, baby. One shot. Get ready.
Get them.
Yeah. It's the team. He's the same picture. I'm about to get drunk for real. Yo, too much hating going on in this city. I hear you. I'm nice, but Bruce half these cats. I don't feel you. These radio shows got so much shit in their mouth. They jerking off heads. I was so comfortable just enjoying the air. Now I'm back like I left and they wondering why. Like who wrote this nigga? Oh my god. I'm kicking balls, I'm gonna rock that nigga. On some 88 shit, y'all gon' respect this nigga. Guns got loaded, stereo scratched off. Tape on the hand, do half these things off. I remember in cypher, the cats that done. The E4, the burners out, everybody ducked. That nigga lost, he had two vets. And I was spitting like I had to throw Philly
bullshit. I heard half the back of jump in this bullshit. Tissue, I'm flushing these dudes, they ain't recognize game, and I'm confused shit. They really got me shot like I won't stand. Like my dog won't come with the pounds, no dance. Corruption, tough chick, I've been there, dude. Enough lit to touch bricks when I'm in the mood. G-code status, you make a spin lost. I'm rapping for the underdog, holding my balls. Yeah, I'm cocky, arrogant, so what? Cocky, I'm under that rock and put the show up. I never lost Mayweather with the bars. They not even stars and you're still on their balls. They say they gon' play more polished than C. When I heard that shit, I was thinking, bitch, please. Check my resume, 20 CDs, they view on Def Jam, I'm still gon' squeeze. Watch the shooter, my name ring bells, not LL, not Regina. I'm the cleaner, specialist, professional, I'm wild. Got credentials, yeah, I've been at it for a while. They have now, PC, but check, they ain't ready. The three they gon' see, it's about to get heavy. Stop, put fire on top, fuck the rest, air it out, radio.net. Cut the chest, let's get it. Look, I'm here to show you niggas, to tell you niggas, I've been doing this shit, man. They don't get more polished than me, man. I'm talking old nigga, new nigga, any nigga that want it, man. Real shit, man. I'ma wipe this sweat off my face, cause it's hot as shit in here, you know what I mean? That's for me spitting this shit forever. Ask about me. All these niggas that's on, was on, know about me. Don't make me bust your shit, nigga.
Oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are, oh, we are,
the Dirt Heroes, and we're kicking it with Air It Out Radio, and that chick Fire, Brown Skin Mommy, all right.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, you want to tune in, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1. If you want to send me some drops, send them to airitoutradio@gmail.com. Name, number, and your music. No links. We don't want the links. No, 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 no. We don't do that. I'll send you a nice little email again and say, look, I need the music, MP3, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, also, too, shout out to EQ, Change the Beat, the movie. I'm in it, Miss Smith. Yeah, you know, getting my acting on. So look out for that coming up. And I'm giving away some Styles P tickets tonight. I'm giving away 2. So if you're interested, let me know before or after, I usually go to people while we're in a break or whatever and, you know, let you know you're coming up next or whatever cases. Just let me know that you want to, you know, be in that drawing. So shout out to J Love. She'll be performing and opening up for Styles P. So, you know, it's a good look for her. It's going to be her biggest show so far. So shout out to Donna D for having us at the Cotton Club the other day. Definitely was a good look as well. Listen, too, I want to let y'all know I'll be emailing y'all and texting y'all, letting y'all know about the Sneaker Villa event that I have going on. Like, August is my promo month. Really trying to push that out, you know, and for people that are interested in performing at this event, it's going to be on the 27th, as long as it does not rain. So I won't really officially know until Monday. That's when I'm going to be looking at the weather and seeing if it's going to rain. If it rains, then I'm going to have it for the 26th. All right, so if y'all interested in that, it's going to be at Sneaker Villa, busy, you know, section of Market Street. You know, well, Market Street is busy anyway, but it's going to be downtown. I think it's right over there by the gallery. Yeah, that's where it's at. So, you know, you can come out there. Going to have DJ Wait a Minute. He's going to be there. I'm going to be performing. I never know who's going to be there. So it's a good promo networking thing. If y'all went to the meet and greet, y'all can just imagine how this is going to be. It's going to be a lot bigger. It's going to be during the day from 1 to 5. PM. You're going to be right on the strip of Market Street performing. You'll have like 5 minutes. That's it, 5 minutes. And then, you know, pass the mic on down. It'll be a lot of people out there, so it's good. It'll be some videotaping going on. Good, positive movement. Air It Out Radio. This is all footage for the DVD as well. So definitely get your ass out there if you can make it. You know, even if you showed up and did your song and rolled out, it's all good. It's the fact that you even came. Appreciate the love. So, you know, I'm definitely interested in getting y'all into that. Y'all don't have to pay nothing. It's all fucking free. Just get your ass out there and, you know, show some love and meet some of the Aired Outers. And, you know, it's all about promo here right now with me on Aired Out Radio. So if y'all interested, hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, or hit me up on my phone and ask me for more details. Like I said, I won't really know officially until Monday so I can look at the weather. And everything is good with Sneakerzilla. Giving away some sneakers, too. You know what I mean? So listen, it's a good thing. It's all about promo right now. I'm all about the promo. Like, that's what I care about. Aired Out Radio, Bat Cave, Radio, and I'm getting that all into one thing. So like I said, DJ, wait a minute, he's going to be there on the ones and twos, playing some music, you know, have artists performing, crazy. So y'all know it's going to be live, and, you know, it's going to be nice out, hopefully, on the 27th, we won't know. But anyway, hit me up for more details if y'all interested in that. Go hit the lines up a little bit more. 9810, Aired Out Radio, what's good?
Yo, what's up, Fire?
How are you? That's
I'm
what I'm
good. Saying. How
are you? You ain't been on a minute, but you know, I ain't gonna bother you.
Hey.
I ain't gonna bother you.
I already told you why.
I know. You're good.
Yeah.
So you listen, I gotta ask you the topic tonight, you know. Are you cool with letting your kid somebody else beat your kid, you know what I mean?
No.
Y'all been with no? She like nah.
Definitely not. And if I find, and a lot of times if I'm with talking to a dude and I find out, like, that's his little hidden agenda, it's such a turn off. Like, I will drop you in a heartbeat
if I find out. I
hope that's not
his hidden agenda.
I'm just saying, like, if, like,
if you find out he did, pretty much.
Dude told me, like, what I need to do with my son, I was like, up, done, like that, because I'm just not feeling that, you know, somebody trying to take over. He already has a daddy, he doesn't need another one, you know.
That's right. So even if he helping you take care of the kid and all that, it's still a no.
Still a no, because if you want to be like that, like, well, I'm helping you take care of my kid, I was fine before you, and I will be fine without you again. So, no.
Right.
I'm good.
Beat
don't
him.
Touch my baby. No.
Beat him.
Don't touch my baby.
Don't touch the baby. All right. So, all right, what's going on music-wise? Oh, Lord, here you go.
Sorry. Well, right now, I'm taking a sabbatical or something like that.
Okay.
Having a shoulder surgery and everything. I've really just been recovering from that. And so I really haven't been in the studio a lot with, like, probably the past 4 weeks, so... Nothing right now. I'm on pause until I get well again, get through with the physical therapy and everything.
So, you know, we hope you feel better and all that.
Yeah.
She like, yeah. You know what? What you in the other arm.
Thank you. At least you're still thinking sweet. Look at you.
Well, you know, wouldn't be right if I didn't.
Yeah.
Nah, but, all right, so where can they reach you at and all that good stuff?
I'm on It's My URL /Miss Jessica Lee on Twitter at @MS_Jessica Lee, Facebook. If you just really Google MS Jessica Lee, most of the links will come up to where you can find me at and listen to me and stuff like that.
Okay.
For real. Yeah, I'm on Reverb Nation, too.
Reverb Nation. Hot in my jeans. Hot in my jeans. What? That was her son saying the hook. So I don't know if y'all hit her up on Reverb, y'all get a chance to listen to that. So,
all
right. What we getting into tonight?
Don't play the song we did.
I don't got it. Like,
are you for real?
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just
girl, you better delete all the rest and just keep that. What the heck? Wow.
I'm just fucking
hectic.
With you. All right, go ahead and introduce it.
This checklist featuring Miss Jessica Lee and That Chick Fire, Aired Out Radio, baby.
There it is.
Cause I'm on my fresh shit, going down my checklist. Cause I'm on my fresh shit, y'all ain't ready for this. Okay, let's go down the checklist.
got the cars, check the clothes, check the money, check the homes, check the shoes, check the models, check the moves, check the bottles, check.
Yo, it's me, Miss Jessica Lee, and I stay grinding on the daily like a bricklayer. I stack money like crazy. There's no ifs, ands, buts, or maybe. Got these bitches jaw dropping like Ocean Daisy. Cause my flow thick like Thanksgiving gravy. And I pour it over these turkeys that are lazy. And I'm dancing around you like Patrick Swayze. Got your man standing at attention like the U.S. Navy. Cause I'm so blinged out, your vision seems hazy. But it's just that my swag is set to ultra crazy, and no one can handle this, baby, baby.
I'm so hectic, cause I'm on my fresh shit, going down my checklist, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Y'all ain't ready for this, okay, let's go down the checklist. Got the cars, check the clothes, check the money, check the homes, check the shoes, check the models, check the moves, check the bottles, check. Cha-ching, swipe the plastic, wake up on the Humber, 20 below in the Mazda. Sipping on something sweet, dancing Miss Lee, life is so damn good, since every minute. Free credit cost, no limit, chauffeur, Timmy, imitation, my nigga, licking. I'm a bad, so I take my chances, all black, dope stack, more things to purchase. Yeah, a bitch be slurring, haters stay focused, cause I'm important. I'm the shit like waffles and chicken. Go down the list, one by one, you chicken. I'm so hectic, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Going down my checklist, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Y'all ain't ready for this, okay? Let's go down the checklist. Got the cars, check the clothes, check the money, check the homes, check the shoes, check the models, check the moves, check the bottles,
okay. Again, starting in the blue Chevy Impala with that chick fire, two powerhouses together. Your nigga definitely gonna holler, but no time for that. Gotta keep track and count our stacks. So much count and we get countless. Says taking trips to Tahiti, private jets to islands of Fiji. Yes, my appetite for luxury is so greedy. Putting my nose up to bitches that acting greedy, cause I'm moving up like the Jefferson, George and Weezy. Beating down haters like Riri by Chris Breezy. So stop looking so thirsty and watching me do me, cause I'm not worried about you. Now back to the money.
I'm so hectic, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Going down my checklist, cause I'm on my fresh shit. Y'all ain't ready for this. Okay, let's go down the checklist. Got the cars, check the clothes, check the money, check the homes, check the shoes, check the models, check the moves, check the bottles, check.
Hey, yo, fire.
What up?
Bitches ain't ready.
They ain't ready.
You know what I mean?
You know.
Okay. We taking over.
Jessica Lee. That bitch. Jersey finest.
Jersey finest.
This is Sean Creed. Certified stars, you are now tuning in with Air It Out Radio with that chick fire, baby.
Air It Out Radio, is that chick fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Jessica Lee who tuned in. I know she just had surgery, so good luck to you, babe. Hope you feel better. Shout out to R&B Herb as well. He's tuning in, and everybody else is tuning in. Shetty King, All Have Knots, Dupree, Cashmere, EQ. Shout out to Ace Spitz. He did his thing on Bad Heat 2.0. Listen, the people that's on Air It Out Radio, I'm definitely trying to push you over there slowly. So if I don't think that I haven't got to yet, like, just give me some time, because it's like a little new and I just started having guests on. So like, don't get no ideas like, oh, fire, forgot about her. She ain't got no, fuck that bitch. No, I'm going to get y'all in just slowly. Just bear with me because, you know, P-Funky's a little tough. So I got to, like, wing it in there, push it in there, like, slowly. So y'all got to step y'all game up with music. Send me some edited shit, too, okay? Send it to batcaveradio2.0@gmail.com. Again, batcaveradio2.0@gmail.com. Make sure it's edited, okay? Gotta be for the radio. Gotta be some killer, I throw you in the trunk, bang bang shoot 'em up, fuck her, fuck this, or whatever the case is, like, you know, I'll slit your throat type shit, you know what I mean? You know, it's that case, so come on, get it together. They want that fast, up-tempo stuff. Don't be like, early in the morning, catch up in the good. Like, no, okay, we want that bang, bang, shoot them up, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, they want that shit, okay? So, anyway, like I said, check out the website, Air It Out Radio. Shout out to Ron Browns. He shot through. I don't know what happened, but definitely appreciate the love, and didn't know that he did all those other songs that, you know, he said. So he's doing his thing, so I'm quite sure we'll be hearing more from him. Also, Styles P tickets, giving away two tonight, and I'll be giving away two next week and the following week until the show is over. Okay, shout out to J-Love. She will be opening up for Styles P, and that's September 2nd at the Tacony Billard. All right, so I'm really excited for that. That's going to be her first major event, and she should have her ass on the line, but we'll get into her a little later. Shout out to Lady Luck, and I actually have Moon coming on Batcave 2.0. I'm really excited about that. And the following week, Hell Rail will be on, so, oh, yeah, get on fire. Oh, yeah, I'm that bitch. That's right. That's why they call me that bitch, because I do what I do. All right, so haters, what up, baby? So check the website out. I'm going to keep going into my next caller, 3551, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Yeah. It's your boy, Neo P. What's up, Dill?
What's going on, Neo? How are you?
I'm chilling out, man, over here in the Have Nice headquarters.
Okay.
With my brother, Machete King, we doing the thing.
I gotta come through this. See what's going on over there. There's a lot of stuff going on.
We dropping jewels over here, man. We spitting fire over here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We building.
Y'all made a track already?
Yeah, we did that.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, well, I gotta ask you the topic for tonight. You let your girl, you know, discipline your kid?
I don't care.
I know.
I'm just playing. for real, if the person that I was with had a place in my heart where we, you know what I mean, we close and I trust her and my kid trusts her and she's been down, then, yeah, I wouldn't see a problem. But if it's somebody new, you have to really earn that. You can't just, like, think you could come in the door and have that right automatically.
But if she come and be like, well, yeah, I had to beat your son ass, and we just met, but, hey, look, he was jumping around and shit.
I'll deal with my son, but I would tell her, you know what I mean, yo, you really should have consulted me first, you know, bring
right.
it to me, because I'll deal with that. You knew.
Oh, that's right.
That's all.
Yeah.
I'll deal with things with respect and logic. And,
beat him.
Beat them bastards.
Beat them.
Like, nah, man, don't beat them. If they need it, man, they need it. You know what I mean? That's it. But other than that, man.
He said they need
love
it.
Love them. Talk
need
to
it.
Them. Tell them what they did wrong. Show them. You know what I mean? All
right.
Show them their
okay.
mistakes.
So,
yeah,
music-wise, what you got going on?
Music-wise, man, I'm doing a lot of collabs. I'm jumping on a lot of people's stuff. I'm doing a lot of features, like I said, man. I'm definitely going to be blessing a lot of people's music, you know what I mean? Just
who the hell was
track.
That said, yeah?
That's Machete, man, uh-huh. Dominicano. You know what I mean?
Talking about
gear.
Okay.
But, yo, I'm saying that's what I'm going to be on right now. Neo P is available for a hot 16-8 bars for a hook. I'm not desperate. I'm just saying I'm willing to work. That's all
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
I had to clarify.
Nobody ain't never desperate, you know. We just all trying to get it in.
We trying to build. Yeah, I'm down to help the brethren and the sisters. You know
exactly,
mean?
Exactly. That's what's up. So, all right, go ahead and tell them where they can reach you, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'll be on the block, man.
You know what?
Yo, you can catch me on Twitter at NeoP4K11. You know what I mean? On Facebook, it's Neo P. Newton. And, you know, soundclick.com/NeoP. That's me. You can Google Neo P, too. You'll find me. See me on YouTube. You'll see. Just check me out. Neo P.
I'm glad you're coming out more because you was, like, in a high
for
a minute.
Shout out to the Have Nots. I've been chilling because, you know what I mean, I felt like I wasn't ready, man. But I feel like I can help in other ways while I'm working on myself. That's all I decided, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I'm going to do. I'm here to play my part, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what?
Yo, we chilling, man. We good. All
right. You know what I mean? All right. So what's all we getting into tonight?
Man, you can play that Neo Spit, John. Neo Spit. That's me just going in. That's an introduction right now for the song. It's me just going in bars after bars after bars after bars. So, you know what I mean? Just listen to the way
Which
Neo
one is
Spit.
That? Because
I don't know
if I have
that. Oh, if you don't got it. If you don't have
yeah.
it.
Yeah. When Neo. Did you do that? Because I ain't. Not unless it's SWAT. Is that SWAT? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have
what
that.
What you got? What you got in there? That's
I Rise, Chili Chili, No OU, something.
Yeah, all right.
Step, Hustler, and My all City, right. SWAT.
Just,
sorry I lied to you.
No. All right, play that Sorry I Lied to You, man. That's right there. I like that. That's what's all right.
Up. All right, go ahead. All right,
it's Sorry I Lied to You. Since I have to reintroduce a new song. You know what I mean? So it's not our fault. It's my fault. I didn't send it, so you'll have that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but,
I'm like, what is, this is the same stuff that's been in here.
I thought you had it because I thought you played
yeah,
it before.
Now.
I mean,
no,
because
you
ain't tell
me no new stuff. Mm-mm.
All right, I got you. But it was
then
go,
y'all, it's
go.
Not my fault this time. It's not my fault.
Yeah, it's not her fault. It's my bad. You know what I mean? And I don't really say sorry. I say my bad.
That's
but look,
good.
You know what I mean? It's Sorry I Lied to You. You know what I mean? I said sorry on the song because sorry. In that case, I was really sorry. Air it out radio. All right, let's get it, man. Sorry I lied to you.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fire Chip.
That ain't right. I did wrong to a friend, and that ain't nice. That ain't Christ. That ain't Mahatma Gandhi. I put a lot behind me, and I hope you do the same. Forgiveness mixed with the gift of repentance, the sin has changed. All's well. I'm the savior to the land where sharks dwell. Dark spells lifted by Superman from Roswell. I shed light on the truth. You can't tell. Neo said it's cool for you to get rid of your hard shell. So throw it away, blow it away, stow it away now. Simply putting my game down. Why they coming with the same sound? And these suckers serve soft, sucker soft. Y'all thought y'all was found. Nah, y'all suckers lost. Don't cling on to the thoughts of a fraud. That's like walking down the hall, lights off when it's dark. No direction in the intersection, waiting for an answer. Like a patient debating on waiting for his cancer to take him out of his misery. They taking out his kidneys. Literally, he is withering away like he didn't eat. I didn't sleep a lot of nights because my mind's racing, thinking out of selfishness and divine patience. Divine statements from the sky to my mind's basis. My mind designs rhymes, write them on my pages. You see, I'm on a different path. I ain't gotta chase it. You can tell a tree by its fruits. So why say it? If I say it, it's a reiteration for these generations, the seeds that we make. Sorry I lied to you. Sorry I lied to you. Sorry I lied to you. I'm sorry I lied to you. 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 I'm sorry I lied to you.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. And if you're on the net and you want to tune in, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Nightcrawler, Cashmere, Trey. Shout out to Jay. Make sure y'all hit him up because he got the freestyle battle thing going on. So y'all might want to find out what's going on with him. Hit him up at Lyrics to Go on Twitter. Shetty King, E Burners, Neo P. We got some more people on. Shout out to Ron Brown for calling up. I know we got disconnected with the cases, but I know he was doing something really major. I know he said he was in Africa. So, listen, I'm just happy he came through, all right? So, another one that I could check saying that came through Air It Out Radio. You know how blog be doing, so I don't know if it was, like, on my end or his end or whatever the case is, but I know he came through. Shout out to him and his camp that hooked it up for me. And like I said, if y'all want to hit that show up that I got next week on the 27th, hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, and also you know, y'all can call me too, either way, you know what I mean? Y'all want to just let me know y'all want to be involved, you know. So, like I said, August is my promo month. I'm really going to, every year I'm going to try to really go hard in August with that and promote a lot of stuff just for the radio show and also Batcave 2.0 as well. So it'll be a combination of stuff. So if you went to the meet and greet, you know that this should be a little bit bigger than before. And it's going to be a performance, 5 minutes. Each artist that comes out from 1 to 5 on the 27th, which is a Saturday. And if it rains, it'll be on Friday. So if it's scheduled to rain on Saturday, we're going to do it for Friday. So I hope all y'all can make it. If not, it's cool. We'll have something else. But it will. We will have some video footage out there for y'all. You know, so this is all for the Air It Out Radio Showcase DVD, all that stuff all together. So I'm just stacking everything up. That's why y'all haven't seen any of the video footage. So I'm just trying to tease y'all with everything for right now and let y'all wait. And, you know, then I'm going to throw it all on you at one time. So I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going on. 9737, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Fire, what's good with you? Watch this second in.
Who is it? West?
West Z's, my bad. West Z's. Manager for the one and only FaZe Guap.
FaZe Guap. Where he at? Why he ain't come on yet?
Man, FaZe was on one time, but you know he busy. Yeah,
okay.
You know he working. They're still trying. The mixtape coming out like in a week and a half, so he going hard for that. So,
okay.
You know, it's a little bit. FaZe only 20, so, you know, school thing too. So it's a lot
on
his plate right now.
That's what's up. See, you got to love the managers. They do the dirty work, right?
Yeah, man. I do what I can, man. I do what I can.
All right. Okay. Is it hard being a manager just for those who don't know anything about managers?
I mean, for me, no. Like, this is my man since we were young, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, more so I just like his music. So it's not hard. You know, if it was a thing where I didn't like his music and I felt like he was coming with some bullshit rap, it might be something where I'm like, bitter every day I gotta do it, but this man is ahead of his time, and I see the talent in him. So it's like I'm getting hype every day. Every day he drops something, I'm ready for the mixtape. Like, it's crazy.
Okay.
It's crazy right now.
You
like,
definitely gotta like the music if you want manager.
This nigga got like good music. Like, not no, you know, bouncy, fluffy. Yeah, he's coming hard.
Okay. So I got to ask you the topic tonight, which is,
yeah.
Do you allow your girl to, you know, beat that ass with the kids or whatever?
Nah, I mean, I don't got no kids, but if I did, I definitely wouldn't. I feel like she could just come to me, tell me what the problem is, I'll handle it. You know, like, I can't, you know, it's my girl, so you don't know how long she going to be around coming in and out.
Exactly.
So I want my kids thinking, like, you know, every girl that come in going to have that discipline hand. I don't care if we're together for 2 years, 3 years, like, I can't. My wife, yeah, if that's like, you know, a different mom, she could just film, but I can't let my girl handle that. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. I ain't gonna mess around with that.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
All right, music wise, what y'all got going on?
Music wise, just this mix, like this mixtape we've been putting a lot of work into. Like, we just like this nigga FaZe has been going to the lab every day just trying, you know, picking out different beats, trying, you know, not trying to do the same beats everybody doing. Like, just really going to the crates on this one. Like, we got some, we went back on some drums and he just went in on them. Like, just some shit that you probably never heard. And he just, I don't know, he surprised me a lot of it. You know, we always know he's been good, but he's shitting on a lot of dudes. Like, we've been letting people hear, like, a little here and there, and everybody's been giving positive feedback. So it's real good. And even the artwork on the mixtape, like, that dude we're working with, it's just crazy.
So y'all keep everything in-house?
Yeah, we doing everything, like, you know, right in.
Nice.
Like, you know, we couple dudes in college, couple college grads, so a lot of dudes, you know, got their thinking caps on. So it's just a lot of work going into it.
All right, I like that. All right.
Yeah.
So where can they reach you? And if you tell them, you know, any artwork or whatever, CD covers or anything extra that you do that you want to let them know about, you know.
I don't do nothing extra. But
he like, nah, we just don't
we ain't doing extra. But reach email FaZeGuapBooking@yahoo.com. The Twitter is Illuminati_B. And you can call me, you know, if you want to do some collabos with him, you know, some feedback, whatever. 215-760-6359.
Okay. So what song we getting into tonight?
I think you got the Freedom John. I wish you had to Bring the Pain or the One Time, but we're going to go Freedom again.
We're going to have to get that in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes, a lot of people don't understand with blogs. Like, you load them up, three or four at a time, and sometimes one may not go through or whatever.
It's cool. But Freedom, Freedom's still not. It's a real
We'll work on
so
that.
It's definitely. Shout out to Taylor for the hook again, but Freedom.
All right, there it is. Peace, squad.
Out of check, that's 100%. You might call it neglect, I call it the fucking rent. You call it spending time, I call it the money spent. To validate what? I just think I got space for the bullshit. Ain't rapping from the pulpit. Lord knows I ain't perfect, but he also know I'm working, trying to get it for me and mine. Feel like that's what I'm here for. And if you ain't adding to it, what the fuck you here for? Therefore, we just gonna keep it moving. Like the baseline, we just grooving. My click ain't saying much, fuck that shit, we just proving. They want that real shit, luckily I speak it fluent. That Lauryn Hill shit, make way for the influence. Real niggas on the podium, clean as a custodian, doper than some opium, and the stogie lit full of loud pandemonium. Going niggas, we ain't have a choice, ain't no hoe in them. Seen the struggle be the death of niggas, but it's how you view it, it could also be a blessing, niggas. Gotta try to forget the loss, not the lesson, niggas. Resuscitate, I'm just trying to bring some breath in, niggas. We never straight, it's gonna always be some lesson, niggas. We was broke before the recession, niggas. After won't be no different, it's just too many from the other side in key positions. It's like we like a Molotov, just need the ignition. Start it up, hold it down. If they don't hear us when we talk, we gon' hold a pound. If they don't see us when we march, we gon' show around. If they ain't fierce from the start, but they know it now. That revolution, that Martin Luther, that Malcolm X, bitch, I'm Huey Newton. We just reconstructing the message, picking up where they left it, lifting up where they swept it,
It's been a late night.
Yo, this ran live and I'm kicking it with that chick Fire on Air It Out Radio.
Shout out to Ran Live. I miss him. I'm sorry. I miss Ran Live. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and hit me up, 347-677-1163. If you want to send me some drops, send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. We don't do the link thing here. Save that for the other radio shows. And shout out to EQ for Change the Beat. I'm in the movie, Cashmere Burners. Black Cancer Rome, Shady King, he's in there, and he's also looking for some other people to be in a cypher. So if y'all interested in that, make sure y'all hit him up, 267-265-1910. A lot of people say he don't get back to you, but just keep bugging him and hit him up on his jack, because that's where you'll find him at the most. You can also check me out every Wednesday from 10 to 12 on Batcave 2.0, WKDU 91.7 FM. You like how that shit roll off my fucking tongue. Anyway, shout out to the Have Nots. J Streets, say, got Rail coming up, not this Wednesday. Hell Rail will be on the following Wednesday. So shout out to them and Dipset and all them. Appreciate the lookout for that. Cashmere, shout out to you, baby. And all the people that came through, you know, the meet and greet. Listen, if y'all interested in coming to, again, I'm going to keep saying this throughout the show, but if y'all want to come through to the Sneaker Villa event, hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, or hit me up on the Jack, and we'll make it happen. Like I said, 5 minutes, 27th, and, you know, we'll make it happen. Y'all ain't got to pay nothing. It's all free over here. I'm doing this shit for promo right now, and that's what it's all about. I have the DVD footage out there, you know, I'll have Get Your Weight Up and all that stuff out there, videotaping. It'll be a couple cameras, you know, because somebody is bound to run out of camera time. So, like, we got to have, like, more than one person out there videotaping. DJ Wait a Minute from Batcave 2.0, he'll be there on the ones and twos with his music. And, like I said, it's going to be a nice event. I'm really excited, and I can't wait. Shout out to Sneaker Villa for even letting me even have the event there. I've been working on it for like a couple weeks now, almost a month, I might as well say. So I'm really excited about that, and I still have the showcase coming up with Dupree, me and him working on some stuff together as far as that goes. And, you know, Aaron Otto, it's all about promo right now. So listen, if you're on the line, please hang tight. I will get to you. I know you've probably been on a while, but, you know, it is what it is. Shout out to Ralph Browns, who came through a little earlier. Let me see, where am I going here? Who did I say was up next? Because everybody keeps dropping here. And it is like, if y'all Twittering and all that stuff, like sometimes y'all tend to drop here and there. So let me see, where am I at? You know what? I'm about to smack a couple people. You know. All right, look. Somebody about to be mad at me. This is how I wind up going out of order. They be like, bitch, you said I was fucking next. All right, here we go. 10:44, Air Dot Radio, what's good?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Who this?
This is Jason's Adam.
Jason's Adam, what's going on, man?
Not much. Laying back chilling on this early Tuesday morning.
You mean, oh, yeah. Well, yep, you're right, it is Tuesday now.
Yes,
you're absolutely
it is.
Right. So, I got to ask you the topic tonight. Would you let your girl... You know, if you've been with her for a year or two, would you let her discipline your child? If you had one, or if you don't.
I don't have no kids right now, but if she's my wife.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically, my wife, yeah, but girlfriend, nah. But I'm a firm believer in it. It takes a community to raise a child.
Right.
You know, but it just depends on the circumstance, really. You know, sometimes some kids is out of order. And then they might need it at that moment. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. I'd be worried about if they get too much authority. Like, okay, you spank them or hit them once or twice, and then you feel like you can do it, you know, whenever the fuck you want to do it and all that shit. You know.
Well, what about your brother? Your brother, your sister's allowed to discipline your kid?
Yeah, I'll let my brother or whatever, you know, put my daughter in check. Because that's family. Like, that's, you know, niece or whatever. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my sisters and brothers won't even do nothing. They'll just tell me. They'll call me like, you know, she acting the fuck up. So, you know.
I feel you. I definitely feel
you. They don't really do that because they don't never know how I'm going to react. So they just like, look, I ain't fucking with her. I'm just going to tell your mom. Because this bitch is crazy. Let me just call your mom up or whatever.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my mom and them used to, that was definitely a rule. She was like, yeah, you know, I told Titi she could hit you, right? So be on your best behavior.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. My grandma too.
Definitely holding it down over there.
Yeah, my grandma be like, look, when you come to get your kid? That's all for that. I ain't got time to be putting my hands on her.
You got
shit.
Bad kids, man?
Nah, I got one, but she bad. Yeah, she bad. I ain't gonna front.
How old?
She bad. She 10. She slick with her mouth like her mom. Yes.
Oh, so
yes.
She's at a crossroads.
Jawler
right
all day. All day. She get it from her mama. I ain't going front.
Oh, so you was bad.
I was a good kid. That's what my mom said. I was a good kid. I don't know what's wrong with her. She
That's
just
what they all say.
I was a good kid.
They all say I was a good kid.
I'm just going by what my mom said. You know what I mean? Like, I had a couple ass whoopings, and I was good for me. Like, I ain't trying to get no ass whooping all the time. Fuck or a latch. Hell no. You getting a belt? Okay, I'm standing right here. What? I ain't playing.
These kids got it good, though. They got dice.
They do. They really do.
We ain't had it back then.
Yeah, my daughter got a big mouth. She be like, my mom went up there and beat me. No, see, y'all be locked up. Y'all be reading about me. Buy a chick from Air It Out Radio. Beat her daughter. Nah, I'm good. I'm dead serious. My daughter got a big mouth. I don't fuck with her. Shit. Mm. You locked
that's
the fuck
kids,
up.
Though. Yeah. Most kids, though. They make it hard to discipline your kid now, though. You know what I mean? Like, simple discipline. You can't do this.
I wrote my daughter's teacher a note, like, this is why her ass bad, because I can't be her the way I want to be her. Like, she was like, I don't understand. I mean, you should just tell her to, you know, to not do this. No, it's y'all fault. I can't beat her ass, and then y'all be having me locked the fuck up. I'm dead serious. I wrote a fucking letter to a teacher one day. She was like, well, can you tell her? No. I ain't going to. Nah, I tried telling her. She don't listen. And what you going to do? How about that?
You know, I was in court one time with I was in there for traffic, and they had this lady in there for disciplining a kid. I'm just curious.
In traffic court?
In traffic court. Because, you know, that's like, it's all, well, around here, traffic court is with municipal. So anything dealing with municipal court, you know what I mean, you in there. But she was in there for disciplining a kid. I'm like, what the hell did she do?
Right.
I didn't know you get a charge for that.
Oh, hell yeah. You locked the fuck up. That's why I'm fucking my daughter. Like, news, front page, Air It Out, radio. Nah, fuck that. Mm-mm.
Whole shit be shut down.
Yeah,
huh?
For real. Y'all be like, I thought Air It Out was on Monday. But, all right, so what else you got going on music-wise?
Not much. We got this AMG movement. It's popping, like, real heavy. We about to start flooding the streets in a second. But right now I'm focusing on my mixtape, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really trying to make it sound like an album, you know what I mean? I don't want it to, like, this is, I'm putting my heart and my soul into this. So, this
what's
is,
the mixtape called?
It's called My Mixtape Sounds Like an Album.
My mixtape sound like an album?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Yep.
That's
and you
different.
Got something over there, too.
I
you don't know Big Rob, I Am Hotep.
Let me see.
He said he sent them to you last week.
I gotta do
it's
that.
It's Big Rob, I Am Hotep.
I don't even remember no Big Rob, even downloading a Big Rob. You sure you ain't sending them to Bag 82.0?
Nah, he said he sent them to you.
Mm.
He had to send them to you because they not edited.
Yeah, that's true. There's stuff we need to be out of that. I don't even remember seeing a Black Rob nowhere. A Big Rob or Black Rob?
Big Rob.
Big Rob. I don't remember seeing anything Rob come across my eyes. Dead serious.
Well, you ain't got a Jace Adam in there?
Definitely don't remember seeing that either.
Well, they in there now. So whenever you get
he said they in there now. They in there.
You get a chance to go
see
your
bag. Oh,
you
emailed it just now. Okay.
Nah, I emailed him a couple hours ago. I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what we was talking about over on the line. Yeah, if I stopped downloading that 5. So, yeah, it's probably there. I haven't checked it, you know, recently. So.
Well, make sure you take a listen. Give me a call. You know what I mean? Let me know what you think. And I'll definitely be sending you some edited versions. But be on the lookout for the AMG movement. My man, Platinum P. Sacrifice, Postal Rich, Jason's Adam, and it's a bunch of other ones. I can't name everybody right now. You know what I mean? But definitely shout out to y'all for all the support, man, for, like, local artists, underground artists. It's just really hard for, like, to get a lane for us right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the way that they doing dirties with these shows, like, you know what I mean? You got dudes paying $2,000 to open up from you know what I mean? Big name acts, and to me, that's kind of crazy. You know what I mean? Like, who really got
it? But that's what it is, though. Sometimes you have to do that to get in there.
But I'm not paying you $2,000 to perform for 2 minutes. Like, you know, I'm doing you a favor. You know what I mean?
Wow.
In a sense, I'm doing you a favor because most
but to them, they're looking at you like you're nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could get somebody else to open up that's willing to pay the $2,000.
But that's crazy, especially for 2 minutes.
Yeah. It's usually like five, so, you know.
Nah, you need to check that Summerfest footage out. But the rappers didn't, they didn't help themselves either.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they went out there on some other stuff, and it was just the fact that you had to pay to open up was kind of crazy. I could see maybe, like, paying a couple hundred for a slot, but in this recession right now, $2,000 for 2 minutes. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I'll say if you got it, then do what you got to do. If you don't, then, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, sometimes money talks, and that's kind of the way this world is today.
Yeah, money talks, and the rules change. So,
for real.
You know.
All right, well.
My mom's going to speak for herself. It's been great talking to you.
Is that, did you give them your info? Give them your info one more time so they can reach you.
Oh, my name is, you can reach me at Jaseas Adam, J-A-S-E-A-T. EM@gmail.com, or you can hit me at Jaseas Adam on Twitter. It's JAIS_IS_@ like at gmail.com. It's @EM. So get at me whenever you get the chance. Always open. So thank you very much for the time, and I'll be seeing you next week.
All right.
You have a good night, huh?
You too. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. We're going to keep the lines going. Let me see. Who's my next victim? Let me stop. All right. We're going to get into 1221. Air It Out Radio, what's good? Hello? What's going on? Who's this?
What's good? It's Ice.
Ice?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on, Ice? I'm fire.
Take over eight.
Huh?
Call it. Nothing that Tank Over Ink.
What'd you say? I can't hear. Now you say, I'm sorry.
Nothing that Tank Over Ink.
Oh, okay.
What's good, fire?
What's good, baby?
I'm cool, and I've been on this line all night.
I know. Look, that's the way Air It Out is. I'm sorry.
It's
a
all
lot
good.
Of
I see how
line.
It works. This is my first time doing this.
Oh, yeah, see, that's why. You
so,
like, goddamn bitch. This motherfucker crazy.
Nah, but the show, I fuck with your personality. Cool as shit, though.
Oh, thank you, babe. Listen, now, I'm sorry you had to, you know, be on hold that long, but that's how Air It Out is. Like, I be trying to tell the new people to get really patient. So they, you know, they be like, look, bitch, hurry up. So anyway, the topic tonight is, you know, would you let your girl discipline your kid?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah,
I mean, what's wrong with that? I don't really see a problem with it.
I mean, don't
I
you think she be with her for a while?
Yeah,
what? So she just met you, y'all been going together like a month or two, or
oh,
is
nah,
that cool?
Nah. That's
a year,
that's
a year or two is good.
That's very disrespectful. Don't do that.
Yeah, she'd be like, sit your ass down.
I'm
like, what?
I'm like, yo, you better get the fuck.
You know what? Even as far as even verbal abuse, like, I ain't trying to hear that either. Like, somebody says, sit your motherfucking ass down. Like,
get the complex.
Yeah, like.
Get the complex ASAP. That verbal abuse stuff.
Yeah, even that verbal fucking shit.
You gotta be polite to the kids. They're growing up crazy these days.
Yeah. Yeah, so. So tell everybody where you from. So.
Oh, Jersey, all day.
Jersey, motherfucker.
Jersey, holla. Shout out Takeover Inc. Shout out Big Rob, BR, R&B Herb. Holla.
Yeah, R&B Herb, that's my baby.
Yeah, that's my boy right there on the label.
Mm-hmm.
I know they sent you that joint up there.
They did, but they sent it in too late. Oh, I got Irv stuff, but I don't have the Takeover stuff.
It should be on there, too. It might be in Irv. I don't know.
It might be on the Irv, yeah, because I know he got a couple things in here, but I don't have anything on the Takeover. So.
Oh, good. Check that out, though.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. So go ahead and give them your info where they can reach you at.
Yeah, y'all can holler at me on Twitter at All Ice Everything. SERYTHINAG. And I just followed you too, fire, so
Yay, woo!
Word.
That's my white girl thing. Yay, woo!
Yeah.
All right. So, look, this is what I got for Irv. Time, rolling, what is this? Ain't got time to play. That's what I got.
That's all, really?
Yep.
Oh, that's short change.
Yep, that's what I got
again. Now I got to take it upon myself. I got to send it to you myself.
Yep. No, but the other stuff that, you know, from that y'all got, it's in there. It's in the email. It's just y'all sent the leak. So
it's all good.
It's
well,
not in here at the time.
Yeah. It's all right. We're going to get it on there.
Okay. All right. So do you want to get into one of Irv's songs? Or?
All right.
You want to get into one of his songs? Or?
Yeah, you might as well throw that. What you say, Irv, again? What you at?
Rolling, time. Ain't got time to play games.
You can play that time joint like this.
Alright. So go ahead and introduce it real quick.
Yeah, this is your boy Irv R&B right here. That's my man right there. It's called Tom. I like him.
Jersey bitch.
Time keep ticking.
Time keep bumping. I'm on a mission, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is what I gotta do.
Anyway, shout out to E-Burners for my intro, and shout out to Irv, R&B Irv. I like that. Like, I need to get that R&B track on. I need to get an R&B guy on my stuff. I really, really do. So I haven't been writing anything for the guy lately. But anyway, check out the website, airitoutradio.net, and hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in so far. Shout out to Jessica Lee, Jason Adams, Ron Browns. He came through. And also, let me see who else. I got Black Cancer coming up next. And Nightcrawler, Cashmere, Jay, Ricardo, as y'all know him probably as, and Corleone. Make sure y'all check out his show. And it's probably on my Twitter, so y'all can hit him up and check out his show and find out what time he come on, blah, blah, blah. Forget the time. Don't quote me on nothing. Because this is not thinking properly right now. Shout out to Machete King and all the have-nots and all whatnot. So check me out, Batcave 2.0 Wednesdays, all right, 10 to 12, WKDU 91.7 FM, all right? If y'all need more info for that, y'all can always catch me on Facebook or Twitter. I'll be promoting the hell out of it. And shout out to Moon. He'll be on Batcave 2.0 this Wednesday. And next Wednesday, we'll have Hell Rail on. So I'm really excited about that. So hopefully y'all tune in. And listen, if y'all want to send me some stuff, like, please do send it edited, okay? Send it edited to Batcave Radio, number 2.0@gmail.com, all right? Send it edited. No cussing, none of that. Make sure it's bang, bang, shoot 'em up, da 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 da. Fast tempo. Not no slow shit. I love you and I need. No. We don't want that shit here, okay? All right, so make sure it's fast tempo, all that good stuff. And we're going to keep it moving. So, like I said, I'm giving away 2 tickets tonight for Styles P, September 10th. All right? For local people, I know some people that's waiting wherever, like Nightcrawler, he ain't going to make it, so I ain't even trying to put him in there. All right? The people that's local that can get to it, like in the tri-state area, if y'all down, I'll put y'all in the drawing. I'm going to give the, you know, I'm going to name the person at the end of the show, like I did before. With Nas Fiction, he won the actual tickets to the Nas concert. So I'm trying to give away a couple things here. And next week, I'll be giving away some more, and I'm giving some on Batcave 2.0. So make sure y'all tune in and listen, and hopefully y'all can call up, and we'll work something out to where we can give some more away. All right? So I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 5327. Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
This Black Cancer. What's up, Air Outers? What's up, people?
What's going on, babe? How are you?
Well, I'm all right. I'm chilling. I feel much better.
I'm
good
glad
mood.
You do, because I felt so bad for you. You was like, I just threw up.
Yeah. She was drawn, but it was all good. I held myself together when I was around people, so, you know, that's all that matters. A nigga took care of himself as well as somebody else, so good luck on that. You know who you are.
Well, I'm glad you feel better. I see you still, it ain't slow your ass down, because all I hear is black cancer, big cancer, blah, blah, blah. So you definitely
circulate. Yo, I tried to get around.
You are.
The thing about networking, and not only networking, I'm one of those people where, you know, this shit is real. It's real to me. And I feel like I ain't getting no younger. I'm getting older, and I've bullshitted a lot in my past fucking with the wrong people. So it's like somebody say they want to feature, collab, they want people to get at them, whatever the situation may be. It's like E. Burner said, man, I don't have my nose up in the air. You fucks with me, I fucks with you. I show love, you know what I mean? You return the love, and we good to go, and I keep it moving and on to the next person, and I do the same shit. And whatever material I give, best believe it won't be no whack, corny shit, you know, no popcorn music. It's coming from the heart, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I show love. I really appreciate when people fuck with me, and, you know what I mean, it's giving back. So Air It Out is definitely
getting around.
All artists, man, for real. All indie artists, this is where it's at, the blog talk shit. You know what I mean? You never know if you could get signed off this joint, so why not take it far?
You never know, exactly. So,
as far as the topic, I honestly would let somebody whoop my child's ass, but yes, they would have to be in a relationship deep with me, and we talk about you could accomplish a lot in 3 years if you really mess with a person like that hard. So I say, you know, 3 to 4, more like 4, 5, 6 years. If I'm with that person, I got every right to put my child in their place. Now, just be careful, you know what I mean? A person might be sensitive about their child. That's understandable. So definitely be careful about how you put your hands on a child, but you know what I mean, whoop their ass, because I came from a real strict, I had both my parents in my life, you know what I'm saying, so I came from a real strict household, and when I used to live up Germantown on Ames Street and shit like that, if when my family wasn't home, the next door neighbor could whoop my ass, and when my mom came home, my mom whooped my ass, and then when my dad came home, my mom told my pop whooped my ass. So, you know what I'm saying? I was a wild child, and I still am, but I got respect, you know what I mean? I know to stay in my place. I never interfered in grown-ups' conversations and none of that shit, you know what I mean? I was really disciplined, and I got manners, so I might disrespect a bitch, but I know a nice young lady, I'll treat her right. Okay. So, yeah, I would let somebody that got time with me, not no nut-ass chick I just met in like 6 months to think she going to talk to my child to put her hands on my child and type, well, I'll get somebody to fuck her up.
What
Lay
the hands on her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I ain't going to do it. I let somebody else do it. I ain't going to jail for no chick. Fuck that. I'm trying to live my dreams.
I know that's right.
You want to be stupid and take your anger out on a child? Oh, I got something for that ass. But anyway.
Yeah, so.
Once again.
All right, well.
Shout out to everybody.
What you got going on?
I don't know. Once again, I don't know. I'm talking about as far as this show tomorrow. I don't know if I'm actually going to go up to the joint, and I usually promote this. This is a night at Rendezvous hosted by the poet known as El Poeta, and he has good feature artists, and that's at 6328 Rising Sun Ave. If you willing, you know what I mean, all you take is you take Rising Sun all the way over there, or hop on 95, yada, yada. If you want information, you get it from me on Twitter, Facebook, hit me up. It's myurl.com/blackcancer. That's every first and third Tuesday, a night at Rendezvous, $5 to get in, drinks and food specials. You know what I mean? They cheap, they reasonable. Come out and enjoy yourself. I encourage all artists to go up there and perform. You know what I mean? It's a bar, but you get the respect that you need or want, and if you don't, he'll demand that you get that respect. So that's why I fucks with him. He's a good host. In September, once again, I'll be doing something with him, and that's involving being on ExposureNation.com, and he's going to showcase a couple artists or whatever, poets, rappers, singers, and that'll be worldwide, so people will get to see that if they go up on www.ExposureNation.com. That's in September. I'm supposed to be coming to your joint. I'm definitely going to try to come to your joint. And that's the 27th, right? The 27th or the 26th, depending on
right.
a rain day,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to come through, and I'll probably perform a joint I haven't sent in yet, but I performed it at Club Fluid when I was promoting the Anthony mm-hmm. show and shit like that. And that's called Whipping Money. Yeah, that was definitely a test, but I ignored that, you know what I'm saying?
I can't ignore that. I got ADHD.
Everything
is like, what was that? Yeah, like.
Fire ref.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
I hope
definitely
you do
looking
come.
Forward to the 27th
come.
Or the 26th. Shout out to EQ, because yes, I'm a part of Change the Beat, waiting for my lines as we speak or whatever.
You were a murderer, right?
Yeah, I'm a hitman.
You
shit.
A hitman. Yeah.
I should have been a Casanova. I'd have been spending some poetry to a chick. You know what I mean?
Did you start shooting yet?
No. I don't know if they started shooting, period, you know, in general, due to the fact that the weather just been drawing, man. You know, it's fucking an all lot for people. I mean, shout out to those that's actually benefiting from it. They might be getting some pussy in the crib or who knows what. But for those that ain't, yo, it's really in a way. You know me, I like to be on my move, and I be trying to do things. And if the wheel is down and I ain't got the wheel, and I got either got to ask for a ride or hop on that ass scepter, that's just strong. But anyway, and I don't think I have any else. I don't think I have anything else going on within the month of August. I'm trying to get myself prepared and ready to go back to school. Hopefully, I'll be going back. If not, then yeah, I'll be working a lot on my artistic shit.
Okay, that's okay.
And I'm gonna drop a couple leaks. Shout out to my engineer that's in the hospital. Yeah, he's in the hospital right now, but it's all good. He was in the hospital.
Okay.
So, shout out to him. And yeah, as far as leaks, like for my next mixtape or whatever, I know the first one ain't gonna come out. You gonna dig in my ass about that, but okay, that's cool. I can chalk it. I can handle that. All right, but the second one, you know, I'm real anxious about. Definitely a lot of new material, hot beats. People ain't touching, so I'm starting not to care about touching industry beats. Fuck them niggas. They signed anyway. I ain't. That ain't hating. That's just being real.
Right.
So why I got to touch their beat if I can touch somebody else's that nobody else has touched? You dig? Mm-hmm. So, and we can get into Rap Your Shit. Shout out to the Threaders. I don't know if Blizzy Blaze was on tonight, but if he wasn't, shout out to him as well as Rizzo. And that's,
no,
we just go by the Threaders now.
He wasn't on. He wasn't on.
Shout out to Kim King, too. And, you know,
yeah,
even
shout out
people,
to Kim. I'm going to smack her.
You know, people had their ups and downs with Tamika. Shout out to Tamika as well as Dr. Joker and shit. And I'm forgetting some. Oh, and Tamar Beats. A lot of people need to holler at him.
Holy.
He got a producer from fucking Philly that make good beats. And it's like, what people are doing. They got to holler at that, show some love. You know what I mean? He show love back. Cool nigga. I don't know him.
Is he on
the line? You know.
I think that's him.
Ooh, Mar. Yeah, shout out to Mar.
He's definitely on the line. So, we getting in the Rep Your Shit. Go ahead and introduce him one more time for me.
It's the Threaders. You now listening to Air Out Radio with that chick Fire. And this shit, boy or man, Black Cancer.
Threaders! Nigga, rap your shit. You burning out them tigers, nigga, rap your whip. Mama uses fire, nigga, rap your shit. Higher than a pilot, nigga, rap your piss. The object is a solid, nigga, rap your shit. Homie, that's what we about.
Nigga, rap your
shit.
We killing all writers, how y'all even know.
Nigga, rap your
fingers and niggas that wanna sing it now.
Nigga, rap your shit.
Suck it since you breathe a
Blackie reps the triple T.
One man down the grease. Deep as what the clicker be. But she watching misery. We ain't got a grip of peace. Steaming hot the temperature. You need not to frick with we. Level cars freaking any tension. Getting rid of these. Problem when we sobbing. We the bottom. Then we cock and get it. Bombing or we popping like a condom. Without any lead. Mistakes is in the way and we are whipping these. We're here to bag them up. Optic is colliding with the dollars like the marriage shop. Make you grab the asthma pump. Niggas ain't balling with a squad and we will snatch them up. You could be a squad and got armor. Tarantula, our stamina will damage ya. Drink up, we infrastruct. Better spray a center suck. Mission is to get the shit and niggas get your papers up. Rip bars, get us up. Spit bars, cancerous. I get off this land and
nigga,
buckle.
Nigga, rap your shit.
You burning out them tires, nigga, rap your whip. Mommy uses fire, nigga, rap your shit. Higher than a pilot, nigga, rap your piss. The object is a solid, nigga,
money
rap your shit.
Homie, that's what we about.
Nigga, rap your shit.
Killing all writers, how y'all even know.
Nigga, rap your
fingers and niggas that wanna suck it now.
Nigga, rap your shit.
Suck it since you freeze a pop.
To all niggas, it's a rap for y'all. I hit your girl one-on-one, she playing with my basketball. No hands, just a jab of y'all. Porn star, she emailed me for a casting call.
Yep.
I was told go hard, no different.
Hard.
You bout a suspect, it's two grown men kissing. Mwah. Now say hello to your daddy.
Daddy.
You can catch me in the caddy, or the Beamer, or the Maddie. Porsche shipping,
yeah.
Flyer than a pigeon.
Yeah.
If you can't shit on niggas, I suggest you start pissing. Now stand back. And let me shake it off. You lucky I ain't just wipe it on the tablecloth.
Ew.
And I got that bacon powder if you got the sauce. Hit the strip with Nick the size of a baby's balls. And for the drama time, we ain't into making calls. Ready to die for this blog that I'm rapping, y'all.
Nigga, rap your shit. You burning out them tigers, nigga, rap your whip. Mommy uses fire, nigga, rap your shit. Higher than a pilot, nigga, rap your pit. The object is a solid, nigga, rap your shit.
Homie, that's what we about.
Nigga, rap your shit.
We killin' all writers, how y'all even know.
Nigga, rap your
fingers and niggas that wanna suck it.
Nigga, rap your shit.
Suck it since you
to freeze the pop.
It's reppin' time, Blizzy blast nines. If you mess with mine, getting money all the fucking time. I'm on my extra grind, any means necessary. It's aura flow, got these monster bars extra scary. Still killing rappers, who the fuck is there next to Barry? I'm about to murder shit. Niggas went beat up them niggas that buy a burger, bitch. I don't give a fuck what you reppin', I never heard of it. When it comes to getting this money, man, I'm superb with it. I'm dodging through traffic like a Charger automatic. Rizzo got the revolver, I'm still tapping the automatic. When niggas playing foul, we box them out, that's automatic. It's just already have it, niggas still trying to grab it. The gangsta grillin', what drama then we can have it. I am not for chillin', bought money, I gotta have it. I do this for my mother, my brothers and little sisters. All the hustlers and old heads schooling the little niggas.
Nigga, rap your shit. You burning out them tires, nigga, rap your will. Mommy, you desire, nigga, rap your chick. Higher than a pilot, nigga, rap your pill. The obstacles are solid, nigga,
money,
power, strength,
respect. Homie, that's what we about.
Nigga, rap your
shit. We kill them all white, is how y'all leave the night.
Nigga, rap your
fingers and niggas that wanna see you now.
Nigga, rap your
shit. Suck it, shit, you free the pop.
Yo, shit. Anyway, shout out to the Threaders. I hope I'm saying that right. Rep your shit. Black Cancer. Anyway, I know I can't do it as good as him, but anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. I haven't got to you yet. I will be getting to you. I think Molly's on the line. Nonfiction, and let me see who else I got. Young Tastic coming up as well, and I forget who this other person is. Some numbers I know, some numbers I don't. But anyway, hang on tight. I'm definitely going to get to you. So, like I said, check the website out, airitoutradio.net. We're going to keep it moving, and we're going to get into my 7050 Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's up?
What's up? Who this?
It's Tastic.
All ghetto like. Tastic, what's up, man? You ain't been on it like, whoo.
I know I took a hell of a high. Last time I was on here was October 2010.
Was it that long? No, you've been on this year.
No, October 2010.
Really? How you know that for a fact?
Because that was my last interview with you.
Oh, yeah, I did give you an exclusive, didn't I? Damn it.
Yeah.
Nah, you was on before. I think you was on before after that. Sometime this year.
No, I wasn't because I was on the road. I was doing shows after that.
Okay. Right.
I was talking to you after that. But
yeah, we talked several times. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
As long as I don't know, Tass would be down with me for a while since I was over at I Run My Body. So people don't know that Air It Out Radio started from I Run My Body. So anyway, you was down with me since then. So what's been going on with you?
MySpace.
Oh, my God. Don't let us talk about MySpace.
It's like
damn.
History.
Yes.
2008.
That's where it started. We go back like Cabbage Patches and shit. That's what I was
right.
Like. Okay.
Right.
All right.
What's up?
All right, so what's been going on with you?
Oh, man. I just came back not too long ago. I was out in Harrisburg for like 3 weeks. Well, you know, I talked to you. I was out there. You know, I had to clear my mind or whatever. You know, I took a little break from the rap thing. You know, I had to do my family thing and all that. So, but I'm about to be back real soon, man. You know, I had to take back. And when I felt back, man, you know, with the rap shit, you start seeing, like, who fucks with you and who don't. So it pretty much had my radar up, but I pretty much bang with everybody who been banging with me, who been supporting me, and I even had people from overseas been wanting me to come back too. Like, no bullshit, I'm not even like trying to pump myself up, but that's real. And I appreciate everybody who been supporting me, who been following my movement. So
right, yeah, overseas, yeah. They got a real good movement, positive, so they always support each other. So all right. So, talk about the topic real quick. Would you let your girl discipline your kid? Yes, no.
Uh-oh. it was, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't feel the same no more since I got some information.
Yeah, right?
I don't feel the same no more.
Yeah, that's a whole nother subject.
It's a whole nother situation. But keep on a positive note, my true feelings will be yeah, because like I was down with a chick, you know, if everybody was down with a chick who, like, how can I say it? Like if she have a child and she allows you to do the same, then you gotta trust her to do the same with yours. You know, you can't be wishy washy. You know, if you step up to the plate and you be that father role, and you gotta let her step up to the plate and play that mother role. It's only right. It's no one way lane. It's two ways. You know, because you know both of y'all can make it. You know, and it takes both of y'all to raise a child because, you know, your way of living, and first of all, it's hard for kids to grow up in two separate households anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And if you got that foundation, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool. That's if you have that foundation, though.
Right. Okay. Yeah, all right. So you took a break. What else is going on, really quick?
I took a break. I'm back in the booth. You know, back in there. I got four bangers already. I let people hear them, and they going bananas over them. So I got four bangers out here. I gotta get them joints added for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here and Batcave. Yeah.
I'm on the Batcave. Don't worry about it. I ain't never forget. I just had to come home. I had to be with my kids. I got you. Batcave,
right.
I'm coming. Coming.
Okay.
I'm going to Batcave up for you.
All right, cool.
Real shit. I'm going to fuck it up for you. I ain't going to bullshit. And, yeah, so video coming out soon. Your joint, I'm going to be on that joint. You know, I got another shows coming up, you know, so. Hopefully, in my social networking, I can get that back popping again. But yeah, I'm doing everything brand new this time, and everything. And oh, that joint that we did, that you host, that had you host, that joint went crazy. I want you to know that. That was your thing. Yeah. Oh, bananas.
Ooh.
Bananas. Bananas.
Definitely. I'm glad I got. You know what I mean? So I was even honored that you asked me. So that's a good look for me. I love it when y'all ask me to do stuff. So I don't have a problem with it. You know.
That was a good look, though. It was a good look for both of us.
Yeah, it definitely was. Okay. So go ahead, give them your info where they can reach you, and then we're going to jump into one of your songs.
I currently don't have no info, but next week, I don't have no info. I don't want to get nobody info.
Yeah, that's not for, I don't mean to lie, yo. That's so, like, crazy. I've never heard nobody say that over here in a year.
It's true. I have no info. Everything I got hacked. No, I ain't got no info. Like, when you're at the hospital, you should get hacked. You know, I'm starting to, I should get signed for how much of my shit get hacked. I feel like
I put it under John Doe or something, and that way maybe.
Yeah, but.
Come
on,
man. You're a brother. You're supposed to know how to maneuver this shit for around people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Put it
under
your mom name, like everybody else. Like,
I'm
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I need a security team, so I'm looking for that next.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah,
we ain't got no info, so I guess we're going to have to wait for you to come back on again, and then, or y'all can go through me.
I had shitload of info when I come back on, and I'm waiting for that Batcave. That's what I'm preparing for you, the Batcave. So I'm prepared for that, and
mm-hmm.
we're going to rip it down and show. I'm going to tear it down, so, you
know, right. I'm going to left. Okay, well, I'll be expecting that, so what song are we getting into?
It's your pick.
I want to play Willy Wonka. I'm sorry. I'm glad you let me pick.
I knew you was going to pick that.
Because I like that song, so... We ended it after.
I got
to keep
you straight, man. But go ahead. Play Willy Wonka.
All right. Youngtastic. Willy Wonka, baby. Air it out.
I don't like the look of it.
Ha! Oh, man. Hey, Reek, they wasn't even expecting this shit, man. You know I had to do it, right?
I never laugh, I'm back at it, another step. If they want a war, then tell them niggas I'm catching rats.
While you fighting to be the best, I'm perfecting my own flow. I'm feeling I'm so next. How you loving that? All my niggas on the block be pumping crap. We hustle that. Potato on the 801, we muffin' that. Surround sound, I bust rounds to hit you in your cabbage patch. I swear to God, on my mom, these niggas, this is not a match. Okay, we back to the block. Just call me Blockstar. The bitches love me so much, they just call me Mr. Rockstar. We're rhythm blues like the top of a cop car. If you wonder, I got it. Just tell me if you're chopping hard. I can hit my man if he wants off. Either way, by 12, the package getting knocked off. In the kitchen cooking it. Bag it, then I'm moving it. If some niggas hating, tell them.
I don't like the look of it.
I tell niggas they don't like the look of this one, man. Hey, Link, I see ya. Hey, shit. Hey, smell. I'm going in, part two.
I don't like the look of it.
So what, I'm back in the kitchen cooking them O's up. I need that 5 for 20s, will have me slowed up.
Nope.
Plus my chick rotten too, she can work the stove. Super bad, yellow bone, long hair, prison toes. Ah, I'm cleaning this bitch, cats lose everything around me. Cream in this bitch, I load magazines in this bitch. Like Kung Fu, this 40, it got kicked. Push coke by the city for snow. I be on the block with X's and O's. In case you ain't know, that's ecstasy and ounces. I do clockwork, I get that strip bouncing. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Every day is ready rock. If you think I'm lying, come through for a steady cop. Hope you ain't shook of it, cause
I don't like the look of it.
Hey, money, I'm fucking around in this show, man. They got me in the booth sweating on these niggas, man. Light workout shit. But tell your bitch,
I don't like the look of it.
Alright, Nate. Down hustle. Work shit.
I don't like the look of it. It's that Drink Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Young Tastic. He ain't been through in a minute. I love it when they come through. I still text everybody and let them know what's going on. So, you know, again, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit the lines up a little bit more. We ain't got too much time for the topic, but we're going to keep it moving so we can get everybody in here, get their song played. 5092, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, Air It Out Radio? What's up, Fire?
What's good? What's good? So, hey, Molly.
Hey, Molly. What's good?
What's up with you, man? What's up with you? Music.
Not much. I'm still down.
Did you go to the event or no? It's not. It didn't happen yet. I know you said you're opening up for somebody. Are you going to a showcase or something in New York?
Oh, in August 27th.
Okay. Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was
on
your
day. Oh, you still got time, though. Yeah. No. You good. You can still make it to my event.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mine is from 1 to 5. You good.
Oh, 1 to 5? Oh, yeah, I can make it.
Yeah, see? There you go. Boom. So, anyway. All right, so you said that's what you got going on, and what else you got going on?
Mixtape coming out next Friday. Called Green Mingo.
Okay.
That's going to be my first mixtape. Then after that, I'm going to drop another mixtape probably late September or beginning of October. I got enough songs to just keep dropping mixtapes, so that's what I'm going
to do. Yeah, I can't wait till the mixtape finally drop. Been waiting.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the guy to email me back the CD cover now, so.
Okay.
That's all I'm waiting for.
Yeah. All right, so I will give them your info. You know, we're toward the end of the show, but, you know, give them your info.
My info, www.taemalbeats215.com. That's TaemalBeats215.com. That's what my information is.
Okay. All right, cool. What song we getting into?
You got I'm Good?
I'm Good. I think I do. Somewhere in here. I know we played it before, didn't we?
No, I don't think we did.
No? Oh, you know what I'm thinking of? You Yeah, I thought I did. Yeah, I'm good. It's in there. You good? All right, go ahead and introduce it real quick.
All right, yeah, it's your boy Molly. The song called I'm Good. That's going to be on my mixtape, Green Mean Go. Shout out to Air Dot Radio on Fire. Shout out to everybody. Tame All Beats, man. Let's get into it. Swaggy Gang.
There it is.
Yeah. Molly. STSG. TNM Production. Yeah, okay, I'm just having fun with it.
I am.
I get my walk on, but they say I'm running it.
Huh?
I will get a pussy back when I'm done with it. Like the bitch, so I fuck her good, but don't come in
not
it. STSG, come and join us.
Yes.
We get change, main brick, call it Coinstar.
Yes.
Dipping through the traffic, whip it like it's practice.
Uh-huh.
On the road to riches, where's that on MacQuest? Throw the rock to them,
yes.
I bet they catch
they
it.
Will.
Can't get audited when you street taxing.
Uh-huh.
They like my style, cause I got a neat fashion.
Yeah.
Steam on my hip, keep giving me heat rashes. Yeah, I'm trying to get it like it's 88.
Yeah.
Get it in early over here so you may be late.
Yeah.
No birthday, man, I gotta get my cake straight.
Yeah.
Once I get it, then I'm out.
Hey.
I be smoking on that good.
Yeah.
Try and stop me, man.
I wish a nigga would.
Huh? Yeah, they show me love when I'm riding through the hood.
Okay.
And they ask me how I'm doing. I just tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
They show me love when I'm riding through the hood.
Yeah.
They ask me how I'm doing. I just tell them I'm good.
Good.
I get high, man. Come and book a flight with me. I'm on a diet, man. Smoking light green sticky.
Yeah.
I got my boys with me.
Ooh.
SWAT team.
Yeah.
We stay fresh, man.
Uh-huh.
And we pop things. I ain't smoking that shit if it's not green.
Not at all.
I go hard over here like I got ring.
Yes.
Huh? You a hater, congratulations.
Nah,
I ain't mad cause I'm glad that you hating.
Uh-huh.
The money's what I'm chasing.
Yeah.
I'm not procrastinating.
Uh-huh.
Once I get the money, then it's gone. Imagination.
Uh-huh.
That white girl good.
Call
her sunshine. Take it to the crib and break it like 1-9. Yeah, there's no problem with my aiming.
Uh-uh.
Make these niggas dash without Roscoe or Damon.
Yeah.
This will make you disappear, there's no remaining.
What?
A lot of money out here, so why are you complaining?
Tell me that.
I be smoking on that good.
Yeah.
Try and stop me, man. I wish a nigga would.
Huh?
Yeah, they show me love when I'm riding through the hood.
Okay.
And they ask me how I'm doing. I just tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
They show me love when I'm riding through the hood.
Yeah.
They ask me how I'm doing. I just tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm the bomb. You know that I'm the bomb.
Bomb.
If you don't see me, then that means I'm on my grind.
Grind.
All up in my face, I just tell them form a line.
Line.
We do it like it's legal, cause we do it all the time.
Yeah.
Do it for the
fam,
do it for the block.
Block.
Middle finger up to them hating ass cops. Come and get your girl, cause she hanging on my job. You don't do it like me, or you
nope.
ain't banging like SWAT.
Not at all.
Get a block,
huh?
That's where we get the bread at.
Yes.
You talk
yes.
money, bitch. Well, you should have said that.
Yes.
Touch
yes.
my money,
huh?
I let the shit blast. This to give you red skin, Donovan, Nick Nash. So one wrong move, you were going to leave that ass hot like you sitting in the sauna. Huh? And slide off on the murder. Once you kill a cow, then you gotta make a burger.
Yeah.
I be smoking on that good.
Yeah.
Try and stop me, man. I wish a nigga would.
Huh?
Yeah, they show me love when I'm riding through the hood.
Okay.
And they ask me how I'm doing. I just tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm good. Tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
They show me love when I'm riding through the hood.
Yeah.
They ask me how I'm doing. I just tell them I'm good.
I'm good.
Air Dot Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. We're going to keep it moving. Stay on the line, ladies and gentlemen. 4980, what's good?
What's good, what's good? It's your boy R&B Earth hitting you up. Fire! What's good with you?
I'm good, I'm good. So,
I mean, you know what I mean? I'm doing my thing, everything. You know, I took a break from the studio for the day. You know, 9 tracks down a day, so I'm just going to sit back. Yeah, you know I mean, I just want to hit up the station, you know, Batcave, Radio 2.0, doing y'all thing, fire in the building. Your boy R&B, TheTakeOverInc.com, you know where to find me. I wanted to give a shout-out to my man Ice, you know what I mean? I set the tracks in and everything. I was about to blaze one of his just. He called in to blaze one of mine. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We always working, you feel me?
That's
yeah,
good,
I mean,
though. That's good.
Yeah,
I'm
always, you know what I mean? I told the team is loyal, you know what I mean? As far as the situation with the babies and all of that, you know, it don't touch my baby. You know?
You know what I mean? Bad experience. I just came home from situations like that, so you know I ain't playing that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So. But yeah, I mean, I ain't gonna hold up the lines. I just want to give a shout out to Ed out. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be at that show on the 27th. I'm coming out to the support. You know what I mean? Might even
well,
grab
stay on the
up.
Line. You might win something free because I'm putting you
oh,
in
definitely,
the
definitely, definitely.
So, all
definitely.
Right.
Let's get it.
So,
let's get it.
Hold
then.
On, because I'm gonna be getting to the winner. So. Definitely, stay tuned, all right? So I definitely appreciate it. Give me your info real quick. Hurry up.
Yeah, I mean, hit me up. You know, your boy R&B Irv 27 at Facebook, Yahoo, Twitter, blog. Hit the label up, the takeoverinc.com. You know what I mean? Check out the songs on there. We got new songs, new posts every Saturday. You know what I mean? Music, millions of songs. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Stay up. We're going to follow everybody. Big ups to everybody doing their numbers. Everybody stay focused. Keep this good music popping. Holla at your boy.
All right. Air Dog Radio 7915. What's good?
Save the best for last. Nonfiction. Blood Money Till Punishment. What's poppin'?
Hi, Nonfiction. You know we toward the end, but go ahead and give them your info. First, go ahead and give them your stuff or whatever. I know you want to choose something really quick, but go ahead and make it fast.
Give them my what? What you want me to give them?
Go ahead and give them your info. What's going on with you really quick? Hurry up.
Well, it's the end of the show, so I got to talk real slow. You know, yeah, you
well,
can give me
you
on,
know.
You can give me on only1nonfiction.com, only the number one nonfiction.com, the official website. It's finally up. Shout out to Fire. You know what I'm saying? You can find all my online presence on there, everything, all my YouTube footage, my Facebook, my Twitter, everything.
All right, definitely. All right, so what we getting into again?
We getting into, I don't know if you got that there.
What is it? They don't do that there, right? Yeah.
That's it.
There it is, Nonfiction.
All right, let's go.
I don't do that there, nah. 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 Got me chopped up. Where did I come from? I popped up. Two popped up. Two choppers. Case a nigga wanna try to Tupac up. Perpetrating in the hood like choppers. Know a damn well they be talking to the copper. They scar face, they got up. Disappear when it's up when it's chopper. They Rambo, they strapped up. Hit them in a rib cage, no gas. No gas. No gas. No gas. Turns up, really ain't strapped up. Blood money, GOV, tax time. When you see us pull up in that black, I'ma get a sack up. I get thrown to the bottom of the river. Cut them up like the meat man out of the river. Swing on me and you just got thrown. Got too many kinfolk, got too many goons. Make the whole other than a my song. I'm so fly, I can stand on the moon. Man on the moon, man on the moon. I'm so raw, I'm a gram on the phone. Run up on me, I wish a nigga would. Hope for they blood in the night like sure. Talking out they drunk till I hit them in the hood. Get them till I got a real good. Rap my hood, yeah. Do that, yeah. Looking at a bitty like who that, yeah. 50 other niggas ran through that, yeah. Nah, I don't do that, yeah. They be talking fly. I don't do that, yeah. They be telling lies. I don't do that, yeah. Slip up on my job. I don't do that, yeah. If it's life, I don't do that, duh. I put that on my life. I don't do that, duh.
Radio, it's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. I'm about to announce this winner really quick. Let me check this up, and I do not favor. Okay, it is what it is. So let me reach in here. Let me say I wish y'all could see this because I don't favor anyone. I'm sticking my hand in this thing, so let me see. Trey, GQ's manager. He won the tickets to Styles P. Like I said, make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Hit me up on Batcave 2.0, Wednesdays, 10 to 12. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to everybody, all the Air Red Otters and all that good shit. Mwah. Love y'all.